Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
when Ariel Sharon said, "I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress," it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop?
Are
they telling with the truth?
No, no, no.
Are you ever gonna stop?
Would
you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live?
I
know you've seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you played all of your dues.
I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonized your marijuana and prescribed your speed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I spit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic will the theory. All the spectacle caliber, no doubt about it. I'm sincerely give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind. Man, it's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
We got the new electronic voting machines in place. What the hell are you gonna do to us, huh? We got cops with machine guns and black ski masks. And you've got your little national ID cards.
They wanna put a chip in you, imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all of your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master in the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games cause the game's fixed. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your psyche.
Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hellbent on bringing you their new world order with them. Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do.
Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they're offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said pull it. Bet your Liberty dollars and Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9/11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they commit and they're draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick, they've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass.
We'll tell you tonight.
In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
Don't that explain it all? Yeah, man. Microchip us all. That's what they like. That's what they want to do. But hey, besides all that great news, that I'm glad to give it to you right here directly first up. And Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. This is your host, Ron Rex. Tonight's Sunday night. It's Sunday night. That's all I can say about it. Anyway, I was on a show earlier. I told some folks, and I would let them in on this interview thing with Barbara Walters doing the interview with the American Indian. And I don't really have a clip for that or a link to that, but I could actually, I remembered it. And I could tell you all about this trip she did to go visit the American Indians and how it went. So Barbara gets there and jumps out of the limousine, some high heel pump shoes. You know, she's looking really nice. And she walks up to the first Indian, only has one feather, and goes up, "Why do you only have one feather?" She goes, "Me only have one squaw." She goes, "Huh, really?" So she was kind of curious, so she went to the next Indian and had two feathers. And she goes, "Sir, excuse me, why do you have two feathers?" And he goes, "Me have two squaws." And she goes, "What? You got to be kidding me." So she goes to the chief. Doc's going to get serious. She goes, Chief, why do you have so many feathers in your headdress?" The chief goes, "Me do them all. Big, short, fat, tall, me do them all." And Barbara goes, "Oh, dear." Chief says, "No, dear, ask too high, run too fast." Well, there you go. That's it. Anyway, I thought that's a good joke. I thought I'd throw it out there to you. Nice. It's Sunday night, first day of the week, last day of the week. Who cares? It's just another day. Who cares that it has a name? Anyway, without further ado, I got to bring on the most popular host, BTR, my co-host, the one and only, Antoinette from Delaware. Hello, Antoinette. How are you tonight, my dear?
Well, hello, Ron. I heard your joke. That was very cute.
Wasn't it innocent? Really, I didn't use the real words.
Thank you for that. That's quite all right.
The chief actually set the F word in there. I didn't know they knew that language. They spoke it, back then.
You just thought that came about in your generation?
The F word? Yes, I think it was. I think Webster just picked it up a couple years ago.
I see.
Such twerking bullshit. They made a layout word out of it. But anyway, I'm glad to see everybody in chat room tonight. Iggy Mom and George Firefox. As a matter of fact, that George sitting there waiting for me to let him in. Golf Club, Funk, Red Baron, and RFB Radio, which I knew that is. That's Kel right there. How are you doing?
That's who?
You showed up with a Kel, K-E-L.
Oh,
not K-I-L-L.
Hello, Kel.
K-E-L.
Oh, hello, Kel. And hello, Red Baron and Pumpkin and Golf Dogs and Georgia Firefox News and Iggy. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show, everyone.
You won't leave the same.
No.
You'll be a totally different person once you leave this show, I guarantee it.
Yes. Lord, I say that every night.
Yes. Yeah. I wake up, who am I? I keep blaming on the ibuprofen for short-term memory loss.
Yeah.
But anyway, you all see what the deal is tonight, what we're talking about. It's the war at home, police state. It says, from to keep the peace, to serve and protect, now to the militarized troopers. That's right. You see this. We all do. So why is it? Question. I can't read my own stuff no more. There's a lot of reasons. The question is, what's the real reason? Why do you want to hurt other people? Or how? Jesus, man, I got stuff.
You wrote it. You wrote it. I
know. I
can't even
read. I can't read my own writing anymore. Jeez, I'm getting Alzheimer's. Or sometimes or something.
Can
I don't
you
know.
Just keep on claiming all of that stuff here?
Okay, I'm gonna go into my special education learning because I can read it then. Why would you want to hurt your own people when we the people did nothing wrong? This is bullshit. And they know it. It's a control game. Are they telling us it's going to get real bad and they got to kill us for some unknown reason? The first thing I say to you, don't get mad at it. Getting mad at it will not work. That is just what they want you to do. Okay, so tonight we will get into this police state.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it's about. Anyway, I'm going to bring
Okay, well, also, you can't protest either. I'm getting ready to put a link in the chat room for you.
Damn.
They are making a move to criminalize nonviolent protests. So, you know, if anyone is thinking that, you know, you can do what happened over in Egypt or the other countries that are another Wall Street movement. You know, what was that Wall Street movement?
Occupy Wall Street?
Yes, Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street.
Yes, and, you know, all the other different movements. And I'm sorry.
I do have a newsflash right now. One, I'm not giving legal advice. I am not an attorney, nor a doctor, or am I giving medical advice whatsoever. But the hit that just came up, hang on, I'm trying to read this. Sorry about that. I thought I had it all in control, but I lost it.
While he's trying to figure out what he's doing there. Hi, Antoinette.
Hello, George. Hello, George. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Just sitting here having a little something to munch on while watching a rebroadcast of the pay-per-view wrestling event, Money in the Bank.
Oh.
I'm a wrestling fan. Have been since 1973.
Okay. So is my son's. So, only thing I can say is, thank God they don't live with me anymore.
Okay, well, I'm going to skip what I was trying to do because I'm not getting this thing. It makes no sense to me, but I'll get back to it later. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what you're trying to get, so I can't help you.
Well, I'm you know me, man. I go 10 pages, 20 pages at a time, try to put something together, but I thought I had something that makes no sense to me. So I just bypassed it. Piss on it.
Okay.
Piss on it.
George, please go on and continue.
You know, it's... but really, I mean, a lot of people are not catching on to what's going on with this bullshit, these cops, man. What sense does this make? Ever since 9/11, they've militarized the police. Everybody's became the fucking enemy. I don't get this, man. What is the... I mean, people are, you know, got to be waking up to this. I mean, this is insane. It's actually... fucking insane. Matter of fact, you know, we were talking earlier, Antoinette, and, you know, this site here, you know, Police State USA, you know, unarmed New Hampshire man shot in the head with a shotgun during Box drug sting. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you put the link in for everyone?
No, yeah. I have not.
Okay, I'll do it. Give me a second.
I'm bad at that.
I'm sorry, I have too many windows open, so I can't do anything.
That's my problem.
No, I can't.
What's going on. Anyway, two juveniles left locked in the holding cell for 3 nights without food or water or lights. Ain't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon police plan no refusal blood draws for drivers. So if you're a driver in Oregon, get ready to pull your arm out.
Ron, how about if you go into that article?
Into that article about the kids?
About the blood, having to give your blood.
Well, I just, okay. I think they should, you should get blood at the police stops.
You know, Ron, one of these days... I'm going to come in direct contact with you, and I'm just going to have to go to jail because I'm going to pop the crap out of you.
I defend you and pay your bail, so don't worry about it. Police are not seeing
but
a
the Oregon police plan.
No refusal blood draw warrants to drivers this holiday weekend. In Oregon and many other states, drivers that are suspected by police of driving under influence are presented with a choice. Submit to a breathalyzer search or lose your driver's license for a year. From a driver's perspective, however, submitting to a breathalyzer presents some problems. One that machines inherently present possibility of an error and can provide an incorrect measurement incriminating an innocent person. There is the argument that people should not be forced to provide their innocence or provide police with self-incriminating evidence. That's right. You don't. Don't give them shit. You know, so, I mean, yeah, don't even talk to them. Don't even say a damn word to them. Okay, but I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not giving you legal advice. So anyway, the policy revoking licenses is not without faults, but for the most part, it balances the forces calling for safe roads and protects people's individual rights. Well, right. However, in Oregon, that's not good enough. Judges are teaming up with police to sign warrants on demand for the forcible confiscation of blood. The intention is to collect the evidence necessary to lock people in prison. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if they lock people in prison, then what is that purpose for?
That's individual private companies.
It's all for commerce. It's all for commerce.
It's all for money. It's all more people you lock in, more money you make. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this
and then
like those two
also,
judges got popped up there. Where was that at? I can't remember. Those judges got popped up in those kids. Those kids.
And Pennsylvania.
For long, for
that.
And
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Right. That was some bullshit. There's an example of what they do to everybody.
We have
they
a song in the
kids,
song.
Man.
Yeah, we have a song in the song list, Phil Lander by Payday Monsanto. And he sings about that. Payday was originally from Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that was crazy. That was just insane. That's what you're seeing. I mean, now they're going to get worth the blood out of you? What the fuck? No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, so now you have to give your blood. But look, now when you're giving your blood,
uh-huh.
is that also a way for them to set you up for another crime?
Well,
they
sure.
have blood at the scene, of course.
Well, no, no, no. That's possible. It's always been possible. I've done, actually probably done that. But the thing of it is...
They have your DNA. They have your blood. They have your DNA.
Seizure. Taking your blood will be illegal search and seizure. Just like the mouth swab, it's illegal search and seizure. I wouldn't give them consent. I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it. Innocent or not, I don't give a shit. No. Ain't happening. You know, that's either a certain seizure. You have no reason to do that. Just so I can.
Yeah, and a cop with a needle.
You know,
a cop with a needle.
Right.
So how do I even know that you were properly trained to take blood?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that you're going to make sure that there's no air in the syringe so that when you go to do it, that you're not putting air into my veins where you can instantly kill me.
Well, due to budget cuts, they're going to use the same needle used on the last 10 people.
And that's probably the case.
Wouldn't that be
no,
nice?
No, that's another thing.
It's a little rusty, but it works. You know?
Yeah.
Shit.
But if you don't know what you're doing, then you can truly mess someone up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see we have some people on the board who'd like to get in the door.
Okay.
Let's try this nice person. 845, what's happening? 845.
Did they have their hands up?
Hello?
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 I was wondering, is this where they're giving lessons on how to wrap a turban? I don't know if this is the right channel that
Mike.
For. Okay, that's me. All right, I thought I'd throw that out there. Never mind.
This is the Greek synopsis on Greek cooking.
Is this the falafel cook? The falafel show?
Yes, we are learning how to make falafel. We're just falafeling around.
Vince, you didn't hear me earlier on the show. I just walked in the door. I just got back from Manhattan. That was a little bit of an adventure, but anyway, it's good to be home. I don't
well,
like
that's
sitting.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Anyways, hi, everybody.
Hello, it's good
yes,
to hear
I am.
Your
thank
voice.
Thank you very much, and yourself.
Well, doing fine, thank you.
Did you catch what I said?
I got some
you
of this.
You said hi.
Something,
you said hi. I said yes. And hire yourself.
Stop
God. I'm definitely going to use that one. I just nailed a lady at the market yesterday. She walked up to me and said, I've seen you somewhere before today. You look familiar. And I said, were you ever in jail? And she freaked, and her friend started laughing. She went, oh, no. I said, I'm just joking. She said, oh, I know. I saw you at that yard sale. I said, yes, that was. I was there over at kind of funny. They don't expect that, but I'm going to use that one next time. When somebody says hi to me, I'm going to go yes.
Y'all are a mess.
The good one, Ron.
Yes, I am, and yourself.
That's a good one.
Yes, buddy.
But, and that is all the more reason why I do not say hi to anyone. I say hello.
So what was the thing about they want the police or they're offering
an
you
organ.
A choice of taking blood out?
No, they're not offering you a choice.
They're gonna
you
get
have
a
no refusal. Yeah, they have an
judges
instant warrant.
Up with the police.
Yeah, it's an instant warrant. Mike, if you go to policestateusa.com, it's on there. And this story was posted. Well, wait a minute. This post was posted June 26th.
Wow, that's nice. Right.
Yeah, it was posted on June 26th.
Okay, well, I'm not on the computer right now, but
yeah. Well, you can remember
really
PoliceStateUSA.
Yeah, I can
.com.
Remember.
Yeah.
The police officer is one party. The judge is a different party, and the prosecutor is a different party. But if they're all working together. They're all in cahoots together doing it. That's conflict of interest.
Yes, but look, this is okay, wait a minute. Judges are teaming up with police to sign warrants on demand for the forcible confiscation of blood.
Right. And it should be considered treason for illegal search and seizure.
Yes.
They don't look like they don't look at any of this like that until somebody has the money and the resources to bring them to court, and the court rules and says, no, you can't do that. Then they sit back and go, oh, okay. Well, we got away with it for 2-3 years, so we got our mileage out of it. Oh, well.
Yes, but see, my thing is, do you know what you're doing? You know, first off, okay?
Yes.
Now, when you go to take blood, do you know what you're doing? Do you know to make sure that there's no air in the syringe?
Oh.
832, you're on, man.
And then is it a clean needle? I mean, because this, when you look at the cases from all over, you see where they were giving women, what are those, not pat downs, but cavity searches on the highways where they were going from one woman to the other one and doing front and back and then going to the other one and not changing gloves.
Yeah, you're right.
What can you trust them with a syringe?
If you can't change
a glove, are you going to change the syringe? And then are you going to clean the area before you even bother to take the blood? Are you trained to find the vein to know exactly what you're doing? And then if the vein keeps collapsing, because some people have small veins, and instead of a regular syringe, you need a butterfly.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Hello.
Yes, you are.
Gunslinger.
Let's talk about crooks, cops. What do they want to do? Say there's a crime. And they want to take your DNA or your blood. They can take your DNA or blood, specifically with DNA, and to the other crime scene and put it wherever they want to put it. Yeah, and they can put it wherever they want to put it.
Yeah,
and they can make you guilty of that crime scene just by doing that. So I mean, this is how corrupt this is. This is how demonic it is. What they can do is take your DNA. I'm not going to say blood. I'm just going to say DNA because it's the same thing. And they can go to that crime scene and somehow, that corrupt cop can drop that one drop there. And now you are guilty of being there, even though you were never there. So, I mean, this is what's going on in this country. I mean, this is pathetic.
Yes, and then also, who's to say how many vials they take?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and because they can say, oh, I messed this up or, you know, whatever. Oh, well, you know, the judge said I can take blood. Well, I'm going to take a couple of vials.
Do you think when you go in the hospital, they're just taking a blood sample for random, you know, tests? Say you go in the emergency room. I guarantee you they're taking a DNA sample. They're doing it every time you go in there. Everybody
they do a complete blood count. They do a blood count. They do it of everything. You know, by the time all the vials that they take out of you, it's enough to, you know, for everything.
Yep.
We're just going to get blood work done and see how many vials they take out of you.
No,
and
I was in there.
I said, do they know?
Anne-Marie, I was in there last year in October, and I cannot tell you how much blood they drew from my body. God knows what they were doing with it. They kept taking blood out of me, left and right. In the middle of the night, I'd be laying there, some guy would walk in and stick a needle in my arm and take blood out of me. What are they doing with all this? Why? I mean, I know they're checking for, you know, the regular signs, you know, looking at for me. But I guarantee you, there is that
well,
little
sample. Well, one vial they take and they spin it down to do the plasma. They separate the blood from the plasma so that they can do your blood count and things like that. Red Baron said the first child of war is psychology.
Yep.
And that is so true. But they do so much. It's so much that they can do with your blood. That you know, by the time you get, you know, they spin it down, they separate it for the plasma. They, you know, you do a complete blood count. So
I guarantee you, while you're lying in the bed in the hospital, they done ran your blood against every criminal database in the country. I would not doubt that. I know. Well, I don't doubt it. I know that's what they do. That's what they do.
Yes, that I don't know, but okay. Red Baron.
The new Social Security number
Google.
Called DNA. Think about it.
Oh my! Red Baron said Google this topic off beat news using female to create the fake female. Oh, to create the fake feminine. Oh, my. Red Baron, that's terrible. Wait a minute, but I'm going to look at it. I promise. Give me 1 second. Pardon me?
Shit. Probably more truth there than what you think.
And what's that?
What Red Baron said.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Nowadays, with all the mess that they're doing, I tell you, it's just a. You know, I don't call them people. I call them demons. Ron, you're a mess.
Well, I'm going to order now. No, Holly's be coming up soon.
Lord,
but anyways, I'd like to say hi to Ron and Ant and who else is here? Mike?
Hey, it's me.
What?
I'm here.
I have been on a few shows lately where Mike has been totally attacked, and thank God he was right. He was attacked, and I took his back, and they attacked me, and he took my back. I mean, we just kind of got battled back and forth.
Self-thought you're a racist.
Yeah, I know. I've been told that quite a bit.
But you know what? Did you get the special hat? Because they issue a hat now with a propeller and it's embroidered on the front. I got one called New York. They issue them now. It's a little propeller, and the liberals give it to you now. It's pretty cool. It keeps you cool. I like it. It's you know what? You can't win no matter what. You can't win. You just can't.
I didn't really catch that well.
What?
You're calling
I'm just joking. Did you ever see? Have you ever watched? What's his name? Ferguson, late night TV. You ever
Craig
see that
Ferguson.
Comedy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Craig
right.
Ferguson.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Well, he has a running joke now that's going on where he and the horse and the skeleton, they call each other racists at a drop of a hat. They're turning it and now that shows you for late night TV. They're turning it into a joke because no matter what opinion you say or what you do or what you say, it doesn't matter. You're racist.
Right. Right.
And for him,
right.
you're doing it on national TV. That shows.
Yeah, right.
Would they burn it out?
They think it's a joke. Right. You're right.
They burned out so many things. And just like the anti-gun people keep saying, think of the children. They burned that out, too. I don't want to think of the children anymore. Think of the children. If it saves one life, there we go, there's another one. You're a racist. There we go. That one's written in gold.
You said something funny there, you know, that really strikes me. You know, I used to love late-night TV, just kick back. You know, in order to kind of close my eyes and go to bed, there is nothing on TV anymore that is any good. These guys are, it's total bullshit what's on TV nowadays. So, I mean, I got to switch over to some weird channel to find something to put me to sleep because I cannot watch, Conan O'Brien is gone, but I can't watch this new late night guy, what's his name, Jimmy Fallon. I can't watch him.
Jimmy
Kimmel? He gets me sick to my stomach. I can't stand it.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, was it Jimmy Kimmel? Is that his name?
Jimmy Kimmel's on channel ABC.
Yeah. No, I don't like it either. It's not the same. It's I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, you know, y'all were speaking about children,
yeah.
And you were saying that you didn't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you know how the government has standards for parents for how they take care of their children. Now, here they have where, and this was June the 26th, two juveniles left locked in holding cell for 3 nights without food, water, or lights. And this was in Georgia.
And the sheriff said that he might be firing 8 police officers, 8 sheriff's deputies because of it.
Yes.
Yep, and I read that article, and now he's going to hold them accountable for that because they're supposed to check those cells before they leave and close up, and they didn't. But, I mean, how do you close up a sheriff's department for a weekend? So there's no crime on the weekend? Everybody is law-abiding down there? I don't get that. It's like the sheriff's department closes for Saturday and Sunday? That's bizarre.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
That's strange.
But, but as a parent, if you would have did that with your children, they put you under a jail, which they should. I truly believe they should.
What people should be questioning is, what about the parents? Why weren't the parents screaming, where are my kids? If it was me, I would have driven a pickup truck through the window. Yeah,
if the place was locked.
Well, can't they get a hold of the mayor of the town? Can't they get a hold of the state police or something else and say, my kids are locked in there. Where are my children?
That's true, but, I don't know how.
The family unit must be disintegrated. Yeah.
But, this is what the police state is doing, is it not? This is what, the government is doing. You okay, Brian?
Yeah, I'm all right.
This is what the government is doing. Which does not make it right because, as I said, I'm grateful that my children are grown, and I'm grateful that they don't get in any trouble. But, of course, nowadays, does it have to be them that gets in trouble or just, somebody feels like they're trouble?
Antoinette, the comment that they've been using that they use against us, the people that are pro-gun, is think of the children. Think of the children. I'm sick of hearing that. I've had that thrown at me so many times that I don't want to hear it anymore. It doesn't mean anything.
Pluck to heartstrings. Pluck to heartstrings.
Yep. In other words, they've defanged the comment, the statement. They've taken any teeth that it did have out of it now. It's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything anymore because they've overdone it. And they realize that. They understand it. And so that's the same thing with this thing about the racist. Like I was joking, that was Gulf Dogs, right? That you? Gulf Dogs?
Yeah, that's me.
The two of us were, you remember Antoinette. I mean, Naz is a great guy, and Jackie, really, really nice, but I think they took what we were saying the wrong way. And the funny thing is, tonight I saw a talk show on Blog Talk Radio where they actually interviewed the campaign manager or advisor for Charlie Rangel. And he was on the show, and you know what he said? He said, people today vote by what's in it for them. He admitted it! And it was on the show, and I thought, oh, my God, I wish I could record this and play it on the show. This is a campaign manager for Charlie Rangel admitting it.
But there is
a new probe came out today about Charlie Langham, by the way.
Oh my God!
They're looking at him. This guy's so corrupt, it's pathetic. After his ass, and of course they're not going to do nothing. We know that. They won't do anything.
No, I mean, and really, do you think that? No, I think that people are so, and I'm not saying y'all, I'm saying people, okay, in general, are so fixated on Democrat, Republican, white, black, you know, Christian, Muslim, you know, and everything else that's going on, instead of they do not care what you are.
No,
you know,
I don't think it's got nothing to do with race, Antoinette. I do not think it's got nothing to do with race, color, anything. I think it's got to do with what do you believe and what do I believe. And if you don't believe like I do, you're a racist, and that they will categorize you as that automatically.
But you know what?
I'm sorry, I
have to disagree with y'all. It's divide and conquer. You see, as long as they can keep division amongst us, then that way they can still keep people asleep. If you wake up and you're not concentrating on all of that little petty stuff and you're looking at what's really going on in the world today, that's what they're afraid of, is people working as a collective saying, no, you're not going to do this to me. But as long as it keeps going to race, and every other thing, we're not going to get anywhere, and they're going to continue to win.
I agree with you 100%. But what it is, they're not appealing to you and me, okay? They're appealing to the people that don't have no conscience. They have no idea what's going on in the world. They're appealing to the general populace.
Okay,
that's what they're appealing to.
But that's what we're trying to do tonight in having this show, talking about the police state, is, you know, for people that are here that are listening now, or for anyone that may happen to listen to it in the archives, you know, that you can hear what's really going on. And, so other people can hear, this is what's really going on. Everything else is divide and conquer. You know, it's easier to keep everyone riled up about who owns a gun, who doesn't own a gun. You know, you're black, you're white, you know, I'm this, I'm that. So what? When they look at us, they do not care what we are. The things that they have planned for us, they are not dividing us up by, you know, every different thing that we want to use division for. They're not doing it. The only thing they know is that this is a strategic weapon that works.
Yep. How do you vote?
Divide and conquer.
Golf? Do you vote? Golf Talks, I was asking, do you vote yes or no? I vote yes. Do you vote yes?
Okay,
Antoinette, the voting is unanimous. We just let you join our organization of racist people. Now, when we embroider your name on the hat with a propeller, do you have two T's in there?
No, I don't want no parts of that. Okay?
I'm joking with you. Come
on
now.
I know, but I mean, this is a serious topic tonight.
I know it is, but it doesn't matter with what they're doing and how they play it. They play it on all of us. And we have no control, but they've got the media, they've got the money, they can direct it, they can, just like I told you during the riots, during the Rodney King riots, where I'm sitting there with my neighbor who's black, and we're in my house, and we're watching television, and they're talking about race riots, and it's black against white, and my neighbor looked at me and said, I guess you and I are supposed to be beating each other up right now, according to this. And I had my relatives from the East Coast calling me saying, what's going on back there? They're talking about race riots on the news back here because of Rodney King and everything. It wasn't. All it was people taking advantage of the situation and wanting to loot stores and rip shit off for free. But the media turned it into something else. That's the media, the one that did that. I was there.
Yeah.
It was the media and the way they play it and the spin that they put on it. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yes, Red Baron said that they want to bring back the draft. And Iggy's mom said Massachusetts SWAT teams claim their private corporations immune from open record laws. And she put the link in there for IggyMomWorldPress.com. And everyone check out Iggy's link. Iggy does some excellent writing, y'all. She's Very good. You know, so she said, the SWAT teams are just glorified police that we pay for. And Iggy, I want to take it a step lower. They're not police. They're just security guards. They're not police for us. They're police for the corporation. Because they're not out to protect us. They're out to protect the interests of the corporation.
Exactly. And if you saw the news this last week, the SWAT teams, I think it was in Massachusetts, or it was definitely on the East Coast. They said, we don't have to answer to nobody. We're a private corporation. They actually came out and said that.
Yes, because last year or the year before, if you listen to broadcast, where it was a North Carolina case with the police officers, and it ended up going to the Supreme Court. Now, wait a minute, I'm not sure. But it went up to our higher courts and everything else, where the police are private contractors. They are not a part of state and all of that. So when you go after to sue the police station, you can't sue them. You have to sue the individual police officer because they were told to take everything out of their names.
Yep. And why does Charlie Rangel want to bring back the draft? Because is he too old to be drafted? Because I would love to throw him on the front line.
Well, anyway, I finished my song for him, the Charlie Rangel song. All right. You ready for this? Because it's debuting right here tonight on this show. It goes like this. Every Rangel knows. Secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. There you go. Every Rangel. Every Rangel. Get it?
That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I was being easy polite on it. That's an easy one.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. You're easy on our ears.
Charlie's an all right guy. He is. He's pulling for a good time job, making his little money.
Along with the rest of them,
they're members of the club. Remember that.
Yeah.
They're club members.
You know, why are they keeping Guantanamo Bay open? There's a reason for that. Because all of these people in Congress need to go there. That's where they're all headed. You know, if it's up to me, God bless America, because if I'm ever in charge, which I'll never be, but somebody like-minded takes charge this country, will take this Congress and put them in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and house them there and give these guys a putt-putt golf course, give them whatever they want down there, but lock their ass up, because these people are all against us. They're anti-American. Our Congress is in contempt. Think about it right now. Our Congress is in contempt of this country. They are not doing what they pledged to do when they took office. None of them. I mean, you got two or three guys, but not many of them are doing what they say they're going to do. I say lock their ass up. Sorry, I sound like a radical there, but that's what they need to do. They need to lock these people up. These people are criminals. Every one of them. Pelosi, my God, she gets me sick every time she opens her mouth. Wasserman Schultz, that idiot up there. My God, I mean, talk to me.
Pelosi makes me sick just looking at her.
She tells me she's an Indian. Oh my God, you're not no Indian. You're a white woman that wants a freebie. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, all these people need to be locked up. Period. They need to be
locked up. The CDC in Atlanta announced that the Pelosi virus is widespread.
It's pathetic. It's totally pathetic what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the Looney Tunes asylum has taken over this country. And they need to be locked up, if not shot. And look, I think that's Gigi. I think Gigi's involved now. It took a while for Gigi to get involved.
Even when they try, like Boehner said, but it was a stage act. He said, "Oh, he's gonna bring Obama to court there." And for what? What did they do? They laughed at it. The government laughed at it. They think it's a joke. They don't pay attention to it. And the court's gonna look at that. The court's not gonna do anything. None of them. So nobody has the power to do anything. They're afraid to touch the government itself. They're afraid to. There's not enough anger out in the public.
That's the reason why we're talking about the police state.
Yep.
You know, exactly what is going on. And, you know, you can't get, you know, it's no point in getting mad and getting belligerent. You know, so how do we handle this? You know, what is it that, you know, what is it that we can do without going crazy? I mean, because you can follow every law, and as you see in Oregon, you know, they stop you and, you know, oh, we want to take your blood because we believe you were drinking.
Yep.
And they've been doing that in Texas for several years.
Have they?
Oh, yeah. They have these little checkpoints. No, you know, basically you have to give up. And of course, mm-hmm. if it was me,
okay.
they caught. They would have a problem with me. Because I would not surrender. But, yeah, they tell you it's basically a – you have to give up your blood. You know, in other words, there is no denial. You cannot say, no, I will not accept. My ass, my constitutional – think about it. My constitutional right tells me I do not have to do this. But, yeah, they do it. People just, you know, they just go – they. I mean – they eat it up. I mean, they do what they think. This is on, but they do it. I haven't heard this yet for this year, but they do it on a big holidays. And I haven't heard it yet for July 4th. I'm sure it's coming up.
Oh, yeah, big holidays. I think that's around the country where, you know, they.
Yeah, they'll throw something out there real soon, but I haven't heard it yet. But they do it all the time. I mean, I've heard it for like 2 or 3 years now. Before they come out and say, you have to submit. I ain't submitting to shit. I hate to tell you. When although I'm not going to be driving around on July 4th, I mean, I'm not a stupid idiot. But, you know.
Well,
so
can I help all you listeners with this problem? I can help.
Go
you.
Ahead.
I'm serious. I can really help you. Listen, I'm going to tell you. First off, when they come up to the car, they're going to ask you, are you a U.S. citizen, all right? And that's where you, that's depending on what you want to say. That right there starts it all, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's where you say, am I under arrest? Are you holding
no.
me? Am I allowed
no, no,
to?
No, 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 no. Well, you can get into that, but no. First off, I would say, no, I'm not, because I'm not. If I say, yes, I am, then I have to go with the bullshit they're ready to feed me. All right? If you're a U.S. citizen, you have to put up with this shit, stuck by the needle, stuck with the finger up your ass, whatever, because you just given consent with your U.S. citizen, it's your corporation. Now, to change that whole spectrum of bullshit you're ready to feed into, I avoid it quite often, and I tell them, no, I'm not a U.S. citizen, I'm an American. All right? That is the great divide, those two things. A lot of people say, Ron, you're crazy. But trust me, you'll be much happier that you said you're an American instead of a U.S. citizen. Remember, you are a corporation. I mean, I've said this in my shows many times. I talked about the birth certificate. I talked about the Act of 1871. I've talked about the Enemy of the State Act. You know, a lot of times you got to put all that together. Okay? You have a fictional you. There's two of you. You have a twin regardless. If you really have a physical twin, there's four of you. Okay? There's always an extra one, regardless. It's there. I found it. I mean, I broke the covenant lock on this deal, on my birth certificate, and that's where it all started. This didn't start by me watching YouTube videos and all this crazy bullshit. I seriously went to look because it was by accident to see my birth certificate. And on the bottom of it is this American banknote company, okay? Two things. I'm being born into this world, the beautiful thing, and live in a free country, and la-di-da-di-da-di-da,
And but a fucking banknote company printed my birth certificate. What's wrong with that picture? You see what I'm saying? So that's where I got involved with all this. But I have done the research. I've actually looked it up. And I've seen exactly what they did, how it's been done, and what's happening today. You know, when people say, man, well, you know, I have constitutional rights, and I tell them, no, you don't. First question I have, oh, yeah, you have constitutional rights, but are you a U.S. citizen? Well, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen. Well, then you ain't got no fucking rights. See, that's what they did. Your fictitious you has nothing. It's a corporation. That's what they've done. Why do you think we pay income tax? Why do you think we don't get out of war? It's a money machine. It's a milking process. And it's and also, I had the topics before that shows when I talk about human farming and explaining that. That's what you got to look at. You got to look at the whole total picture. And that's what they have done to us. That's what they're doing to us today. Just getting a little more crazy about it because people are catching on to this. And they knew it was going to happen. They knew it. They wanted us to catch on. I'm sure of that. But I don't think it's going the way they expect it. I just don't think it's going to happen for them the way they want. But, hey, like the whole thing, like I said, the topic is, why would you go against your own people when they did nothing wrong to you? That don't make no sense. That's like kind of crazy bullshit. But that's what's happening. You see it. Why would a police department need an MRAP? Why do they need
spot on all the time?
Why does the Postal Service have to carry guns? You know, wow, man, that's telling you something's up. So if they call in everything works, you know, person that works for the government, gives them all guns, and well, here we go. But that's the thing, you know, and why are we allowing these people coming across the border? What is the purpose? What the fuck are you doing, you know? It ain't making no sense. So, you got to look at the total picture, man. I was born here. You know, I know my ancestors came from somewhere else and came here, but I was here. I don't know nowhere else. I was never nowhere else, farm, anywhere else but here. In the United States, yeah, with fucking America.
Spot on to say that, Brian. Spot on to say that, buddy. You hit the nail on the head.
That's it. That's right. When I go into court, if I got a court case, this has been a long time since I've actually been in a courtroom. They don't like me. But I ask them the straight-up questions. I don't ever consent to shit to them, nothing. You know, I've had judges that have completely refused to be in front of, you know, me to be in front of them, but I tell them in front of me because I'm the ruler. And I can concrete that into them. Because another point was, it's a fraudulent thing, man. It's not played by the rules. Like you're supposed to, the Constitution guarantees that, okay? You got a judge that works for the state, a prosecutor works for the state, and the victim's the state. Now, what's wrong with that picture? You did 5 miles of peanut, there's no victim, no damage, no fraud involved, and there's no contract dispute, which would be maritime law. There's none of that. But
Ron, you want another horrific picture? Is when the Republicans take over the Senate. Well, they've already got the House, and say they're going to take over the Senate, if they do, okay, it's going to be the same thing. It ain't going to change. People think it's going to be...
It's a playbook. Obama, when he became president, he had to go by the playbook. George already started. And when George Bush was really starting to fuck up and be slobbery, and we started catching on shit, like the Patriot Act and all that shit, and we got you know, the TSA, we got, you know, it's insane.
Yeah. It's
so
not
going to
change. Everything you're dealing with right now, it's not going to change. And that's all
right.
Sad. This
it's
is what
worse
the people do
better.
Not realize it. It's not going
right.
to get better.
Obama sold himself like a used car salesman. That's what he did. He did a fine job of it. I commend him on that. But he said, transparency, there's going to be a change. He's going to empty out GMO, all right? None of that has happened, and here's why. He said that before he was the president, and when he got up into that old bail office, he got the playbook. They said, look, here's how it's going to be done, Barry. We're going to play by this book. You might have said all that shit and got in here, but this is the way we're going to work it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And those calls were coming from the bankers. That was coming from the bank. We control, you're just front man.
That's how it works.
And the scary thing is, let's make a weird, weird prediction. Say Ted Cruz got elected president of the United States. Well, it's not possible. He can't be elected, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Say,
Obama got elected, didn't he?
Yeah, I know that, George. But say Ted Cruz is elected president, there will nothing happen. There will nothing change in the policies. It will be the same. I mean, you might like the way he talks and his sweet talk, all that crap. It will not change. They all have an agenda. All of them do. And I hate to say it, but I mean, Ted Cruz is one of my favorite guys, you know, speaking out right now. And Rand Paul to a lesser extent, and a few others. You know, they speak out, and they say things that make you, you know, want to love them. But even if they get elected, it's going to be the same damn thing no matter what happens. It's not going to change. All these policies that Obama's put in place will remain. They will not go away.
Well, you got to remember, this didn't start with Obama. This has been going on since the first Bush. You know, this is
way before Bush.
Yes,
I'm talking
about the first Bush, but even back to Nixon, this has just been an ongoing agenda. The only thing
but it really
is
accelerated
that
when
now,
little Bush was in. That's what I'm saying. It really accelerated when little W was in there. That's when shit really started accelerating bad against us, man. I mean, the TSA, the Patriot Act, where they can walk right in your fucking house. You know, they keep on doing it. You know, and we ain't had no terrorist threat against us, I've heard lately, in the past 10 years or more.
No, but I mean, whenever they're ready to make one, they'll make one just like they made one for 9/11. You know,
make some sense out of this.
You know, so, you know, but, you know, everyone will, okay. Ron, I'm going to play a clip. This is America Will Collapse in 2016. But listen to the information, please.
But using the slogan, they got through the USA Patriot Act, which removes many of our liberties. Nobody made a sound when we lost habeas corpus, due process of law. And suddenly Bush managed to get rid of it. Where was the voice on television, aside from mine, that spoke out against this? Where are all those noble jurists, those great lawyers, those lovers of liberty? Where the hell were they? They were nowhere. Now we have a totalitarian government. And the totalitarian government wants to watch everybody, total surveillance of everyone. They listen to the telephone conversations. They look at your credit cards. They look where you travel. We are totally policed. This is contrary to everything in our Constitution.
A 2010 Pentagon directive details what critics say is a policy that envisions the Obama administration's potential use of military force against Americans. The directive has non-controversial provisions on support to civilian fire, emergency services, and domestic use of the Army Corps of Engineers. But the Washington Times reports that the troubling aspect of the directive is that it outlines the presidential authority for the use of military arms and forces, including drones, in operations of domestic unrest.
I believe it would be constitutional for the government to target and kill any U.S. citizen with a drone or with a shotgun without due process. Nor should any president deploy armed drones over U.S. soil.
Okay, well, a troubling new report is now revealing that a secret memo from 2010 outlined the administration's potential use of military force against Americans in the United States of America.
A defense source brought this to my attention and was fairly concerned about it, said, look, this appears to be the latest step in the administration's decision to, at some point, use force against American citizens in the future. There are a lot of people concerned about this, and then you see this memo in connection with the growing militarization of many of the non-security agencies of government.
In Connecticut, tens of thousands of residents have failed to comply with a new law that requires gun owners to register all military-style rifles with the state. in response to the Sandy Hook school shooting that resulted in 26 fatalities. Connecticut passed one of the strongest gun control measures in the nation. It's estimated that only 15% of gun owners have applied for assault weapons certificates, meaning the remainder could very soon become Class D felons.
Well, I think they're going to have a hard time putting this back in compliance, especially when precedence is already set here in Capitol Hill with our president, who is changing the laws, which he's breaking the federal laws every day with what the stance that he's taking on different legislations, primarily his health care plan. So people look at that and say, well, why should we abide by these laws if the president is breaking these laws?
Days after a mass shooting and stabbing spree by a California college student, a number of state lawmakers are pushing to make it more difficult for potential killers to get their hands on a gun. In California, state lawmakers are now considering a bill called Assembly Bill 1014. It would create a first-in-the-nation gun violence restraining order system, similar to the way domestic violence restraining orders are issued. If granted, police could then temporarily seize any firearms the person already owned and add their name to a list of people prohibited from purchasing weapons.
Tanks, guns, armor, all tried and tested on the battlefield. Now some of it is here in central Indiana on our streets, being used to keep us safe. It's surplus military hardware that's found a new home.
Fox 59's Russ McQuay tonight shows us how some of our local police departments are now armed for war.
Surplus U.S. military hardware is coming home from the wars, being assigned to the streets and back roads of central Indiana to keep Hoosiers safe at a time of escalating homeland violence.
Once it patrolled Afghanistan. Now it's an armored SWAT vehicle with windshields that can take a direct hit from a 50 caliber weapon, a gun turret up top, and the armor to protect at least a half dozen cops inside.
When I first started, we really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is Congressman Hank Johnson.
Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson is worried about Pentagon spending and small-town cops who have acquired helicopter parts and boats and bayonets and guns they don't need or can't keep track of, and he's ready to write clampdown legislation.
We've been reporting about this all along. Police are arming themselves to fight against your average American citizen, conservative, patriots, and definitely returning military. Why aren't people seeing this? Well, perhaps because their local news stations are massaging it into their brain that this is completely normal.
According to the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, police officers no longer need warrants to search a person's vehicle. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled 4-2 that police officers can search a vehicle without a warrant. Critics say the ruling gives too much power to police and will infringe on citizens' privacy.
Are you ready for the next big thing? It may be moving in with you. The Financial Times reports that next week, Apple will announce a new way to connect you to what techies call the Internet of Things.
One of the concepts people have been talking about is Apple getting into what they call kind of the smart home or the Internet of Things. That's an area a lot of big companies like Google are very interested in, so you know Apple's got to be interested in it also.
If we have this sort of home invasion, if you will, by all these devices, do you think this is something consumers want or are going to embrace?
You know, it's something we've thought about since the World Fair, since the Jetsons. It's an intriguing concept. I'm not sure how much of it people actually want to integrate into their lives.
You think this is the next frontier of technology then?
It's one of the potential next frontiers, and whether somebody, maybe a big guy like Apple, can get everything to work together. That's always the key, getting everybody on the same plan at the same time.
I would be fascinated if someone doesn't want this technology, because I think it's amazing. It's life-changing.
Yeah, sure.
The National Security Agency is collecting a massive trove of images that it intercepts over social media, emails, and texts, some which are so clear it can use them in its facial recognition operations. According to the New York Times, top secret NSA documents indicate that the spy agency's global facial recognition technology has seen huge growth in the last 4 years. Millions of images are intercepted per day, only adding to the huge database of personal information the government can have on individuals, both American and foreign. Civil liberties advocates worry the program seems to be operating in a legal vacuum.
Controversial new curriculum in New York schools still making waves in the education community. Last night, parents, teachers, and students came out to voice their concerns about Common Core.
If attendance is any indication of how concerned parents and students are about Common Core standards, then the packed room at Carmel Town Hall said it all.
If you look at the way that this has been implemented, it's a complete disaster.
Common Core Standard is a new curriculum implemented in schools across the nation.
The goal of Common Core is to put students on a level playing field and help prepare them for a global economy. However, many teachers and students say it creates a factory-like environment that stifles individual learning and puts pressure on educators to only teach to the test.
And we're creating unneeded anxiety and really using our kids as guinea pigs in a failed experiment. We really need to put the brakes on Common Core.
It was a testimony from the kids that had the biggest impact.
I love to be creative and express myself, and they're not letting us do this. It's kind of just the same thing over and over again.
Well, New York received $700 million from the federal government in exchange for accepting Common Core. 45 states, including New York, have implemented the curriculum in their schools.
And now to Florida, where a school teacher allegedly humiliated a 12-year-old boy in front of an entire class after she caught him reading the Bible during what was designated as free reading time.
To begin with that shocking lawsuit, a Connecticut family claiming their three daughters were brainwashed into joining a religious cult by teachers and, of course, that guidance counselor at the high school.
On the outside, it's a typical suburban school. But on the inside, a new lawsuit claims four staff members at Avon High School in Connecticut tried to brainwash three sisters, and their parents had no idea, indoctrinating them, quote, into a religious cult that promotes martyrdom and celebrates death, leaving them flat and distant, reclusive, secretive, and non-communicative. Adding, they began speaking in a bizarre new language and cut off all of their communications with the family.
This case strikes at the heart of the First Amendment.
It's absurd. Why don't you have the arrest? Why don't we do that as a civic club? A nice First Amendment, right? It's absurd, but everybody's playing around about what the content of this is. Nobody's talking about censoring the book. Nobody's talking about banning the book or burning the book or anything.
Would you please be respectful of the other
people? Like, you're respectful of my daughter, right? And my children. That you had this, that you put this book out, which is, why don't we read the notice that was put out?
Yes. Would anyone else like to
speak? Because I violated 2 minutes.
Would anyone else like to be recognized? Somebody in the back?
This is ridiculous.
Accelerating speed. This presents opportunity, but also new dangers. It will be your generation's task to respond to this new world.
Where we face new challenges, this is the world you are graduating into. To lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
Does that not piss you off? Does that not piss you off right there? That piss me off.
Yeah,
I
mean,
like it now.
Sure. I'm sorry, y'all. That's me, and I'm trying to fix this. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. How you like it? That Common Core is really the shit going to get ugly, ain't it, real fast?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
Common Core is nothing but communist propaganda. It's all that is. It's propaganda from communism. It's all
yes,
it is.
Yes, well, I put a link in the chat room for y'all.
Get them ready for global. Global currency. That's going to come. It's already happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on it. And let me tell you what. This is we keep talking about. If you're a Christian, you understand this. If you're not, you don't understand this. But you know this this chip they're wanting to put in you. They're talking mm-hmm. about doing it real soon. So that's coming up. So
yes.
Will you accept it or will you not?
No, I won't.
I won't. Real simple. I will not accept it. But, you know, I'm already hearing from people saying that, you know, you probably got a chip in you already and that you don't know it.
Yeah. Don't even know it. Yep.
Don't even know it. You probably already got one and you only have no idea. So, but that's
how I know
when I will show you how to remove it, too, from yourself. Trust me.
Yeah, well, that's not your fault, though. If you have one and you don't know it, if you do not admit it, tell them to, allow it, it's not your fault. And you will not be, as far as I'm concerned, God will forgive you for that. It's nothing you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's that tattoo, when you get that tattooed on you. Where they're able to just scan you.
Where's George at? I haven't heard Gun. I know Gun's in the house. I heard Gigi talking earlier.
Yeah, they're here.
I want to hear Gigi talk. Where's Gigi at? Come on, Gun. Where's Gigi? I know she's out there. I know Gigi's waiting to talk to me. Guy man fell asleep.
Well, now they talk about the, the violence and everything else. Has anyone thought about the chemtrails that they're spraying? That this could be a cause for the violence. Because who knows what are they spraying? What is in these chemicals that they're spraying? It sounds like somebody's rolling dice or something.
Yeah, I know. I hear that. I don't know.
Yeah, who's ever making the background noise? Could you please stop?
No telling. Oh, it cut out.
Well, thank you. Whoever it was and you stopped, thank you.
It's not
but,
me.
I mean,
I've got everything on
he...
mute. I've everything on this end has been muted, so it's not me. But I could hear it.
Yes, but I'm glad they stopped it. But does anyone think that the violence that we're seeing in such a major scale today, could it be because of the chemtrails?
I don't think it's totally by the chemtrails, but I do agree with you about the chemtrails. A lot of people do not want to wake up and smell the roses because the chemtrails, it's been going on for years. This is nothing new.
Yes, but now we see everything is accelerated.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're
big.
Spraying more than normal. They're spraying on us constantly now.
Yeah, but you know what I see? I see a change. Society was always greedy. But the thing that happened that changed was all of a sudden the economy and everything got worse. And now the hunger's still out there. The greed is still out there. But all of a sudden there's less work. People are losing their homes. People are getting their hours cut back. But the supermarket, a major chain, an empty supermarket, they're in town. I've got the employees.
You're breaking
up. To me. Sorry, how's that? Better?
Yeah, that's better.
You're not breaking up to me. Go ahead.
Okay, but they're coming up to me asking if I have any hours they can give them because now A&P cut everyone's hours back to the minimum so they don't have to give them any Obamacare. But the media is telling us, no, that's not happening. I've seen it firsthand. I see it all the time. And so, again, you're lied to. Now, that translates into anger. Now, anger with the masses and hunger, and they're pissed off. And now, everything snowballs. So government cutbacks, this and that, and the system is upside down. And they're doing all this stuff, and they keep saying, well, you know, there were unintended consequences. It's a shame that happened, but we had no choice. We had to cut back on this. We had to cut back on mental health. We had to cut. Well, what do you expect? People are going to be in the streets. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, Mike, it's all been orchestrated by Obama and his master game plan, so to speak. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it come to life in front of our eyes. This guy has done this.
But it's not just Obama. See, that's the reason why I said we have to get looking at parties and everything. This has been going on for
a decade or more now. But Obama is the final, the guy that's going to bring it to fruition, okay? You know, everybody's been talking about it. Obama is going to put it in place, and he's doing that. So you can like Obama, hate Obama, whatever.
I'm not an Obama supporter. Obama supporter.
Okay, just saying he's putting it in place. He set the table.
The table was set under Bush.
Yeah, but
it's just now everything is coming into play.
10 years
but
ago,
all
the
of that doesn't
better.
Matter. What matters is it's happening. You know,
well,
matters
is what's happening right now. Obama could have took care of everything that George Bush did. He could have reversed all that, or at least tried to. He hasn't tried to do anything. He hasn't tried to reverse anything. He's played right along. It's all a part of the system. Obama is part of the system. He is not a part. I mean, I hate it when people tell me that Obama did it, or George Bush did it, or Senior did it. No, or Clinton did it. No.
It's part of a script, and we keep following the script, and we're following it even here on this phone line because it keeps going back to parties. You know, Obama's Democrat, you know, Bush was Republican. You know, so because right now it's falling on Obama, you know, it's not just Obama. This is bigger than Obama. You know, we're not looking at the UN. We're not looking at the things that they're doing, they're spraying. You know, we're not looking at the bankers. You know, we're not looking at why there's no food. You know, why is all of this going on? They've been spraying GMOs for decades. But now they've been accelerating
it. The main thing
you know, they're sticking things in our food, and they're giving it to us that way in the food. They're spraying things over us. You know, they're medicating people and everything else. So it's bigger than Obama. Look at what the UN is doing. You know, the UN is right here. Look at what the bankers are doing.
Antoinette, the spraying things and the GMOs and all this other stuff, that was going on from even before. The difference is
that's
the economy.
That's what I said. That's been going on for decades.
But now, the economy changed. 2009, everything went to hell. What happened in 2009? The government lost control of itself. The government was out of control. They didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know how to fix the economy. They made it worse. They poured gasoline on a fire. And there are many government programs, and I already brought it up, like the 876, that the media didn't say anything about. They did more damage to the economy, and then they stood back and said, let's see what this does.
And you don't see how any of this was done by design?
No, I think it was complete incompetence. Myself, I'm not giving Obama any slack here. I think the people that he surrounded himself and this administration, they're lost. They don't know what they're doing. And I think he's not the only one. I bet you there have been other administrations that we don't know the inside track on what's been said and what was done and how it worked. But I bet you there were other administrations that functioned by accident because the economy was good and the machine, the U.S. economy kept rolling on its own in spite of the assholes that were sitting behind that desk. But now when the shit hits the fan in 2009, who's sitting there? Obama ready to play golf? Now the people that were up there, instead of taking it the bull by the horns, falling in the private sector and saying, okay, boys, we got to fix this right now. And instead, what did he do? He surrounded himself with more political stooges and the progressives, and they made it worse. So now the paranoia is out there.
If this is a global thing that is going on with the United Nations, and if you look at the countries that we are having so-called problems with, and you know what's being called the jihadis, you know, if you look at, they were not a part of the UN, they were not a part of the central banks, the World Bank, nor were they a part of the UN. Those are the countries that we are fighting. We're fighting ones that are not a part of the banking system, that is not in bed with the bankers.
How come Germany's doing fine? They've got no problems.
And Germany's still a part of the UN.
Yeah, but why are they? Why do they have their economy is doing so well? Why are they gaining and growing, and they've got money and everything else? While back here in this country, we've got issues, but we get baggage, unbelievable baggage. But they're getting. How come Russia's doing so well? How come Canada? How much money did Canada bring in? When they opened up for the oil, and everything else, and allowed drilling and getting their own resources in Canada and everything, there were things that he could have done. If Obama was smart and this administration was smart, the minute they saw what we were headed, the road we were headed down to, they could have said, you know what, open it up, let's start getting more work here by getting our natural resources, opening it up. Never mind the stuff about the environmentalists and everything with the spotted owl. We gotta fix this, and we gotta fix it quick. They didn't. They stood back and watched the train wreck. And international banking had nothing to do. You think the international bankers cared about Germany and said, you know what, let Germany prosper. They're going to do unbelievable. They're going to buy Dodge and everything else, Mercedes-Benz, and they're going to do great. And let America go to hell? No. There are too many different international bankers. A lot of people believe there's one bank with, like I said, the fat guy with a cigar sitting behind a desk, and he's got everybody's colors on the wall. It's not how it works. It's not because greed's in place. You think Bank of America wants to put a table with Chase Manhattan? No. They compete with each other for customers. They're not going to deal with them. If they have to for a government legislation or something, they might, but still, they got to look out for their own pockets. It always comes down to money. And as long as greed is on the table, it's going to separate them, and it works to our benefit. We benefit from that because they'll never totally be sitting down there and conspiring against us, totally. There are going to be isolated incidents that we can pick out. Say, look at this. Yeah, they did work on this. But universally, one big package, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Well, what I can tell you from my own personal opinion is the reason why we're in this mess is not because who's sitting in office now or from the previous term. It is what has been a plan that has been put in place, and they're following it to the letter. When Obama stepped in from Bush, the agenda never changed. The only thing they did was change the puppet's face. Everything's still the same. Everything is going to stay the same as long as we, the people, keep going on the diversions that they throw at us, and I see that that's where we're stuck at. We're stuck on the diversions. Okay, 315, your line is open. Hello, Pumpkin.
Hi, this is Pumpkin.
Hello.
I wanted to respond to the one caller who wants to open up the resources in the United States and basically say screw the environment. And I'm calling in to 100% go against his ideology.
Okay.
For one reason. Once our environment is destroyed, we're not going to be able to feed our people. There'll be no water for our people. And what are we going to do then?
Do you know how big this country is and the rules that are already out there to protect us and protect the environment? It's not just the case of everybody goes and does, like, strip mining like they did in the late 1800s, where, I mean, I've seen that for myself. I've hiked up to ghost towns that are in Colorado, up in the Rocky Mountains, and seeing what's left of the remnants of that. There are protections out there to protect. It could be done. It could be done with tests and everything else. They shut it down, the rhetoric, completely. Now, fracking, yeah, I'm all for fracking as long as the tests show
I'm 100% against fracking.
That'll work.
Take a look at the studies of what fracking is doing.
Okay.
Take a look at
studies,
the people's
the studies that they're showing. They've already shown.
And they can light it, and it goes to flames.
Pumpkin, remember what you
is
said to me in the chat room?
Is that what you want in your home? Will you turn
Excuse
on your water?
Excuse me, can we do one at a time, please?
Pumpkin, I was talking with a state assemblyman here in New York who told me outright that there are studies that Governor Cuomo has on his desk that he will not release. And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes deals that are going on with the politicians where they want to bring the fracking in as long as they have stock in the oil companies that are going to be doing it. And what some of the politicians some of the politicians in New York State are saying that they'll bring the people in, they'll sign the bill and pass it
for another 3 years. What's that tell you?
Some of the people, what some of these people
are
saying is...
Are you not following your legislation in your state?
I'm following it. Did you hear what I said about the tests that are sitting on Cuomo's
desk? Did you hear what I said?
Neither
were you aware on June 16th, New York State Assembly voted?
Do you understand that if this is a
memorandum on tracking... For another 3 years,
excuse me, we can only do one at a time and understand everyone, please.
There's no fracking in New York State until 2018. As long as the Senate and Cuomo pass it. And for anything I see, they're going to do it. Because if we bring fracking in New York State, and I'm a New York State resident, so this is important to me, too.
So, I'm a New York State resident, too.
Main source of water that goes to New York City.
Right.
With fracking, okay? And then what's New York City going to do when they have no drinkable water?
I'm going to tell you what, in my opinion, to tell you the truth, I'm ready to shut down the aqueduct right now because I'd rather not have the aqueduct functioning, so I'd rather see New York City cut off from the water completely at this point.
And then how are you going
to
live without water?
To tell you the truth, Pumpkin, they don't care about our lifestyle or anything else upstate, so I'll tell you what, the feeling's mutual.
They can go in with the liberal politicians and they can outvote us
and they can make decisions for the rest of the people in the state. They have no right doing that. So I'll tell you, that's a whole other topic. Now, if the tests prove, then they can prove that they have filtration systems and that they can work and maybe use a different type of a chemical for the fracking and it won't harm the environment, I can do it.
They can't do it. Take a look at everything that's already been done with fracking. Why do you think other countries are not allowing fracking?
This is what I said. You're talking over me, so I'm going to talk over you, too. Do you know what the tests that are the result of the tests? You're talking over me.
Excuse me, Pumpkin.
It destroys waterways, makes the water undrinkable, to the point you can't bathe in it.
Pumpkin, do you know what the report says?
All those studies are out there from all around the world.
She's a fanatic, so I'm running
Excuse me.
Because I'm speaking something you don't personally
and
agree
I'm
with.
And I'm telling something that you don't want anything about.
No one doesn't agree with you, and that's what you do. You call a name. Okay, that's your style, isn't it?
God.
Pumpkin, do you know what the report is that's sitting on top of Cuomo's desk? Do you have any idea what it says?
It's
really pissing you off, isn't it, that I'm not agreeing with you?
Do you know what it says?
That's
do you know anything about what it says?
I'm also a New York City resident, just like you. And I'll tell you something. I do care about my environment.
I do care about the water. But you know what? Don't turn it down. Don't start with personal insults or anything else. You're talking over me here. How are we going to have a discussion or exchange information?
That's why I'm talking over you. Because you don't give me a chance to say anything.
Wow.
Neither one of you are listening to the other because you're both talking over each other. Now, the co-host has tried for the last 2 or 3 minutes to say something here, but neither one of you would shut up for 5 seconds to hear her.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's not going to work if I can't do it.
I got that out.
Thank you very much. It's not going to work, guys, if we can't talk one at a time. If we got to do, I'll give you a minute, and then, then I'll give you a minute. I mean, if that's what it's going to take, but it's not going to work both talking at the same time because no one understands what anyone is saying. The only thing we hear is gibberish. I appreciate both of y'all's comments.
but I would really appreciate to be able to hear them.
I was getting into it. Anyway,
but, myself, I want to know what the report is, and I'm getting this from a state assemblyman. What that report is sitting on the governor's desk.
Look,
that's what I want to see. Why is he holding it from the people? If that proves one way or the other, I want to see who made that report because it came through several channels. Why they're holding it back from us? Because there could be a game here. That's what I'm sensing, and even the assemblyman told me, giving them a chance, politicians in the Capitol, to buy into these companies to make their money before they release it and allow it. And it always comes back to money again. We're back to the greed. If they can't prove it and that report proves that it's impossible, then there's no way they should be doing fracking.
Well, I know Ohio.
Fracking
is
economical. You know that, don't you? Fracking is not economical. Fracking is not economical.
And there's plenty of studies already out there from around the world that show fracking is not good for the environment.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cost of it just ain't worth it, you know, for what it, you know, it is.
Worth it.
But that's besides the point.
Let me point something out here. Both sides of the equation, okay, both sides of the equation will say that there are studies that show fracking is harmful to the environment, while the other side of the fence is saying that there are benefits to fracking. Everybody's,
there are benefits. Certain companies get filthy
excuse
rich.
Me, I was. Can I finish?
Can I respond?
Let him finish his statement.
I've had it.
Let him finish his statement, and
nobody
then you can make
to hear
your statement.
God, I'm
Thomas, word
I plus,
statement
anyway,
is done.
I can say
is he going to say
talk?
My statement is now gone?
Shut the hell up.
Hey, uh-uh. That's not called for. We're not going to have that. I'm not sure who that was, but no.
Was it me?
No, I know it wasn't a female
that
voice.
That was me. I want somebody to be able to speak. And if you don't let somebody speak and talk over them, it's bullshit. Let George talk.
George is done.
George,
I'm saying good night, everybody. Have a nice night.
You know what? Good night, everybody. It's quite obvious. The boys rule this show. It's when
no,
I
the boys
United.
Don't
once
rule
this show. Once in a while,
himself.
When I call in, I could actually speak. But every time I call in, you let people like George overtalk me and everything else. See, you know what?
Well, you're overtalking George, and you're overtalking everybody right now. I'm going to overtalk you, so shut up.
Okay,
you
look, we're not
going to
say shut up. Hold it. We're not going to say shut up. Look, Pumpkin, I tried to be diplomatic with it and allow both of y'all to speak, and that's what I kept asking from both of y'all. So it wasn't that I was trying to, you know what, I'm not even getting into this. If that's the way how you want to feel, fine. I'm not dealing with it.
Excuse me.
Well, that was an interesting conversation, wasn't it?
Well,
yes, it was. Very, very interesting.
You know, I mean, it's something how tempers are getting flared, and we're talking about the police state.
Well,
instead of people being upset about what's being done to us, you know, everybody still wants to get right back into the divide and conquer and fight your battles through that way. And if that's what y'all want to do, you know, the only thing I can say is it's FEMA trucks that are going to be all around. You know, so just stay stuck in the divisions. Stay stuck there. Because it's not worth my time trying to share information that's supposed to be to help us all if everyone wants to stay stuck where they are and they don't want to go any further.
Well, you know something? I mean, I got angry and everything. I mean, but her tone, I wish Pumpkin hadn't started with that tone, where she came in and it was like an angry tone on me instead of discussing it with me and getting my point. My point was pretty simple. I want it proven. And a lot of the tests out there, everybody and their brother has different tests, depending where they come from. River keepers, they're going to have one test. It's going to say, no, look at this. This is bad and everything. And the state, they're going to have a different test. And so they can do tests the same way they do polls. They can slant it the way they want to get the results that they want. I don't want to defend it.
Well, here's something you got to look at, too. I mean, when they do that fracking, and I know we're on a police state, but when they do the fracking, they inject these very dangerous cancer-causing carcinogens.
Of course they do.
In that mixture or however they do it. And, you know, when that thing is injected into the wellhead, you know, you got groundwater down there. And probably a large percentage of that fracking chemical is going to leach into the aquifers, okay? That, I don't know about that now. I mean, why can't they figure out a better way? Why do they have to use the chemicals? I mean, what do the chemicals do? It's high-pressure injection water is basically what it is, okay? They'll frack it. They go in there, and they're supposed to frack the rock apart, and they're supposed to release that or whatever. You know.
I agree 100%. We should see. If that report shows that there are other chemicals that they could put, or maybe not chemicals, there's something else they could put, a combination with gas, carbonated liquid that they could put down in there.
Put the whale full of Coke. It's a carbonated beverage.
Yeah, shit, that is a
You know, but you know, there's got to be a better way of doing these things.
There's got to be something.
Because even here in Texas, I mean, I think I've said it one time or a couple times before, they've been having all these fracking wells over here. There's earthquakes, okay, that has been a direct cause now that they determined by these fracking wells. People that have gone to their kitchen sink and turned the water on, took a cigarette lighter and, you know, lit it by the water, and it flames up like a damn blowtorch.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know that it's migrating from these fracking wells into the water wells, okay? Because if you know anything about well drilling, you know these things. A well can go anywhere. It could be a shallow well, or it could be 800 to 1,000 feet deep. So, at some point, those chemicals are leaching into that groundwater, into that aquifer where that well is, and you're pumping it right into your house, basically with no filtration. So, you know, why isn't it the EPA is not screaming, you know, hey, this stuff is poison, you know, do something about it, stop them, you know, shut them down, at least until they can find a way to better isolate that material or not use it at all.
And I'll tell you what, if that report that's sitting on Cuomo's desk proved that, then what would be stopping that governor from coming forward and saying, you know what, I'm putting a total ban on this? Why isn't he stopping it? That's
money.
Bizarre.
Money.
It's money. It's got to come down to money.
Money. You know, it's liquid gold. It's liquid gas. It's money that's blowing out them wells when they get that shit out of there. So, you know, just like we have all kinds of different alternative forms of power. We have free energy. Tesla discovered that, okay, a long time ago. We have, you got these anti-gravity crafts that they got at Area 51. You know they exist, come on, okay. They've had these things for decades now, okay. Tesla discovered a way to provide the entire world with free electricity. Now, why are we not using these different kinds of methods, even alcohol, come on. I mean, you know that most of the generating stations in the world, and including the United States, all it does is boil water. I mean, that's back in the industrial steam age, for God's sakes, okay? You take a fuel, you put it under a big boiler, it turns into high-pressure steam, and it's shot through a steam turbine, which is connected to a generator. Real simple concept, even nuclear, okay? A lot of people saying that, oh, nuclear, boy, that's some high-tech shit. Well, the nuclear process, maybe, yeah. But anything after the nuclear process is industrial steam, you know, that's it. Boiling water, that's all it is. So, you know, there's alternative ways to satisfy the needs of the world's power situation besides using all these dangerous chemicals, nuclear, and all this garbage, you know. But we can get back to the police state.
Well, I'm sorry Pumpkin took it that way. I'm just sorry it turned out like that. All of it taken just calmly, discussing it, exchange, one by one, take turns. But it seems like, I don't know what it is. It's a coliseum here. Well, everybody wants to have a free-for-all and just get in the middle of it and start duking it out, and that accomplishes nothing.
Well, you know, that if you want to talk about the police state, what about all these cities and these small towns getting these MRADs, these military vehicles, okay, for basically nothing, but just to go to calls to go pick them up, okay?
Excuse me. Pumpkin is free to call in here, and any other female is free to call in here. I'm a woman, and I call into the show. And no, the men do not overrule the show. It's supposed to be a mutual ground. Ron and I, Ron is a male and I'm a female. Now, everyone has the right to speak. The only thing that I was asking from everyone that was on the phone line was for it to be one at a time. And if it can't be one at a time, then there's no point in having a conversation. What I should have did was just put everyone on mute. Until somebody could figure out who was going to speak first and just allow that person to finish their thoughts. So, Pumpkin, you don't have to call in, but that's your choice. I did not allow the men to overtalk you. I was trying to talk to the men, and I was having a problem also. And no, you know what, Pumpkin, that's your personal issue. You know, whatever issue you have with me, fine. That's fine. You know, you deal with it. I'm not interested. Ron?
Yes.
Here, this is on you. I'm done.
Okay. I just been sitting back listening to everybody go crazy. Now.
Yeah, thank you, Pumpkin. You know what? I can give you something to really be mad at, but I'm not going to do it. Ron, you handle it.
Now you interrupted me.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I don't care. Give a shit. You know, I don't care. The thing tonight's show was about was something that this actually helped me out a lot to deal with it, okay? Just like it says in the description of the show, don't get mad. It will not work. That's just what they want you to do. They want you to scream and holler. They don't want you to settle and analyze and take things apart together. They want you to bump like two magnetic rear forces. They don't want you to connect. That's what people do, though. You get to arguing over an issue that has really no importance whatsoever. I mean, yeah, the environment's great. That's lovely. Fracking, that's great. They're trying to test something. They know it's going to fucking work. We know that. Why hasn't electric cars been more available for us? We're still burning these carbon-burning son of a bitch. I own a diesel. I own 2-3 diesels, as a matter of fact. I mean, I really fucked the environment up. But here's the problem. The government won't let me do something that's so efficient. It's against the rules of corporation. That's what you're failing to realize. This is a corporation we're dealing with. We're dealing with what you think it is. I mean, you can say I'm crazy. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I'm seriously, I've done enough research. I definitely know. It is a money game. It's a power-struggling piece of fucking shit, and it's bad. And it's falling apart. You know, it can only get so big. You remember Rome fell the same way. You know, it's come to this point where we need to talk and discuss these issues and understand what we're facing. Arguing does not get the information in your head. It just makes you pissed off, mad at the world and everybody else around you, and everybody gets mad, and that's what they want. You're giving them control. You're giving them to these fuckers when you do that. You know, I mean, everybody has differences. It's just a way of life. We're going to have differences at times, you know, but we need to respect each other. That's what we need to do. We need to come together and respect each other. It's not that hard to do. It don't take that much. You know, if somebody's got something to say, let them say it. Now you get finished, then you respond. But don't respond in the middle when somebody's talking. That's rude, man. That ain't cool. You know, you look like saying something wrong that you don't agree with. You know, I mean, I hear it all the time. I can be a complete psychopath in the show. You've all heard me before. You know, I get a little mentally retarded, really retarded. But, I mean, I did it for, you know, one, I'm trying to get a point across. Two, it's entertaining because, you know, I'm crazy. But I like having fun, too. That's the whole thing. We can't live in a complete fucking depression because if you keep living this world, this battle we are facing right now, every minute of those days, every second of the day, it's there. I guarantee it's there. It ain't going to go away.
You will go hey, Dwayne, can I talk problem. Over Ron? Is it okay if I talk over Ron?
No,
over
let Ron talk, please. He pays the bills. Let Ron talk.
Okay, well, I was going to talk over him on purpose.
Okay, but let him talk, please.
Well, you could.
Go ahead, Ron,
I got the empowered. See, that's why they call me motherfucker, because, I mean, I can get real motherfuckers. I will play motherfuckery. That's what I'll do, because I don't care. I mean, it's just, we look, man, talking over somebody does not impress me. It's like, you know, when, you know, like other callers are called in and try and, you know, and questions the other callers, that shit don't get with me, man. I'm not playing that. But, you know, we got to talk to each other. This is important, folks. I mean, you might not think so, but later on down the road, it might be something you might hear on here or whatever, and it might help you. I hope so. I'm not trying to get nobody started and fired up and pissed off at the world, even though I am most of the time. We just got to come get it together, man. This shit ain't working out. Getting mad does not work. The only thing you do is feeding them fuckers. You're
bad.
Don't do that. Quit feeding the son of a bitches, man. You know, there should be signs on it. Do not feed them, you know. Don't feed them. But it's more than one way. There's a Monopoly game. It's actually a Monopoly game. And the funny part about it is, like, you know, I discussed, like, just for a reason, is a DUI law, okay? I'm not saying drink and drive and do that shit. You shouldn't do that. It's a safety issue. And I get that. Cool. All right? But here's the problem with it, though. If you get one, they give your, after you get it the first one, they give your driver's license right back. And then you go to this treatment center and you pay them money. Then you pay the probation agent money. Then you pay somebody else money. So you got to pay out all this money. I was like, what's a cash cow? These people ain't got to do shit but hear your bullshit for a few minutes and get paid for it. You see what I mean? It's a game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big game. And that's how it works, the milking process. That's why I tell young people, man, stay out of the fucking system. Don't get stupid. Don't fuck yourself in the long run, man, you know? But
I don't
know
if you heard it, Ron. Ron, I'm not sure if you heard it, but Gigi just agreed with you, and I agree with you, and everybody else in the chat room, well, except for maybe two or three people. But we all agree. Well, we're all there with you, buddy.
Okay. See?
There he is. Gigi, she's excited. She loves this. She loves this topic.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, you know what it was? It wasn't even that wasn't even the main part of the conversation. We were talking about 2009 and what they did in Obama with the economy, and brought it up. But that one topic, when I mentioned fracking, got her so upset that she went out of her way to call in with anger, and came in with a harpoon in her hand.
Well,
so it wasn't
I
a case
said,
of.
I analyzed
know,
that.
Yeah. So,
yes, I did. I analyzed that.
So that was everything I said before. It didn't make a difference. It was the fracking that she just focused on and said, no, I'm going to attack this with, oh, my God, fanatic, Allahu Akbar. And that was it. She just pulled the pin and just went for it, you know. And so, oh, well. Hey, I don't feel that I was saying anything that was so out of line with what she was saying. I want to see the real results. I want to see all the tests. Not just tests done by some groups.
Right.
No. But anyways.
Well, Charles Agassi's splitting, man. I'm sorry about the issue, man. Don't get mad, dude. It ain't worth it. No, I didn't lose control. I was just analyzing, brother. That's what I was doing. I didn't lose control, George. I'm going to let people go ahead and try to figure them out.
George is probably just ready for bed. He's probably sleepy.
Yeah, well, he's been on the air since, what, 8 o'clock tonight or 8 o'clock my time. So he's been on, what, 5, 6 hours?
He's tired.
He doesn't get tired of it. You got to be a trooper to stick with it, man. But, it's Obama was just handed the football. That's all it was. I mean, it's before Bush, before Clinton, before Nixon. I think Nixon was the real one that woke me up to the criminal cartel of the government. You know, when that shit went down in Watergate. That's the one that always stuck with me. Ever since I was a kid. I mean, all growing up, man, you know, around that. I'm like, wow. Yeah. But that's what we see now. But now it's rampant. It's rampant. This shit's like out of control type shit now. I mean, these fuckers are off the hook with it. So, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, we have to let themselves explode because apparently, you know, people won't wake up to anything about it. And it's probably too late to do anything about it. Who knows? I mean, just I don't have that answer. You know, I don't want to speculate, and I'm not going to be no future teller, whatever bullshit. But you know, it's going to be silly. It just seems like it's coming quick. That's my opinion. I mean, I'm looking at what I'm seeing around me. That's what I'm looking at. I'm analyzing everything around me. Just like letting everybody go at it earlier, that's why I'm watching what's going on around me. I'm trying to see how people react. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist or that person checking for being nut cases, because I sure the fuck need to be checked in that case. You know that. I need help.
Well,
whatever you just said is pretty much true, because Gigi is in agreement. She's agreement. There it goes.
Yeah,
she agreed. She's
on it.
Yep, there you go. She's all in. She's all in. And Jonathan agreed to have to shut her up. We're going to say, shut up, Gigi. Shut up, Gigi. She said, nope, I'm all in.
Well, we got
like
to voice
your opinion. I know. How can so much noise come out of such a little bitty body? It's the only way is about trying to sound. Little bitty thing. Yeah. I know that. Basically, the only way to shut him up is to pick him up and hold him. Yeah.
I got one for you, gunslinger. I took Judge with me for a ride to the store one day. Of course, you know, I know everybody in town, so the chick working at the grocery store knows me. And she goes, hey, Ron, what's going on? I saw nothing, just out scratching my wiener. I was talking about my dog. He's a wiener dog. You know wiener dog? You know, downtown wiener dog, badger hunting dog, one of them. Yeah, real short to the ground, long. Just need a bun for him. I guess he's a costume for him. It's a bun for him. Like, son of a bitch. A hot dog run for your dog. It's pretty funny.
Well, they consider these as lap dogs because they live in your lap. Hence, lap dog.
Yeah. Can't help being away from you. Hate it.
They're just happy as a plea on a dog's ass. You know.
Yeah. He's in your lap. He's always up my ass, ready to go for a ride. He sees me grab my key. That's on, man. He's ready to go.
Oh yeah, I can rattle my keys and she perks up like, okay.
Oh yeah, that's it. It's a ride. He gets mad if I don't take him. I tell him to stay, he'll stay, but he knows he hates it. If he gets out the door, too late. You got a problem. You ain't gonna catch him. Not till you convince him or get him in the truck. So he can't jump up from my truck. He can't do it on his own.
Well, this one here this one here is about. Well, just a little over 12 years old. I got her when she was 3 months old. She could sit in the
front. Well, I think Judge is probably about 3 years old. Somebody dumped him at a gas station.
Three months.
A couple years ago, somebody dumped him at a gas station. And we posted him, had him up at the store. And nobody claimed him, so it happened.
Ron, are you ready for the second clip?
Yeah, I guess we can listen to that.
Okay.
This
is for 12 minutes, y'all.
Well, a veteran may lose his home all because of an American flag in his flower pot. A Florida Homeowners Association has declared only plants are allowed in flower pots, and they fined him more than $8,000. If he doesn't pay up, they could foreclose on his home.
They said it's an unauthorized object going in a flower pot.
And you felt what about that?
Well, I feel very strongly about the American flag. There's people that are still fighting wars and strapping on guns to protect me and the people I love.
So currently you are being fined for having an American flag in a flower pot, $8,000, so much you owe, that if you do not pay this, because you want to have the American flag proudly displayed in your flower pot, what will happen to you?
They will file a foreclosure lien to take my house.
If you've looked around the streets of your own hometown and maybe you've seen stuff that looks like it came out of a war zone, well, get used to it. A new report by the ACLU finds that police forces throughout the U.S. are arming their law enforcement agents with weapons and tactics of war. Weapons and equipment that's specifically designed for the war zone is flooding in to local police, and so when they have it, they're going to want to use it. When police officers are looking like soldiers, acting like soldiers, they're going to start to see everyone around them as an enemy instead of people to protect and to serve. And so that sort of keeps the cycle going of violence. And what we've seen is that specifically through this 1033 program, which that's the Department of Defense program that transfers weapons and vehicles and all this equipment to police departments for free, this is reaching every state. All 50 states, 4 U.S. territories, almost $5 billion worth of equipment has been handed out since this program was enacted. We see that no one is really safe from this.
Video we rarely see, Fort Worth police on camera raiding a drug house. But tonight, a family says this video raises questions about the death of a man inside. Police used a taser on Jermaine Darton during that raid last May. He died, records show, of natural causes. But his family says his civil rights were violated.
Like a lot of drug raids, police bust in without a lot of notice. But for the man in the white tank top, things go from bad to worse quickly. Fort Worth officers suddenly deployed tasers, striking Jermaine Darden twice moments after coming in. Here it is from another officer's camera angle.
Even now when I watch it, I break down because I don't see where there was a reason for him to die.
Darden's sister says the police video shows what their family suspected all along. The man who suffered from asthma was roughed up by officers for no justifiable reason. There also was a delay in getting paramedics to the scene.
We don't have an active call there.
A MedStar crew stationed only a mile away had to be requested 3 times. Police did find drugs at the scene and kids in the house. But Darden's family says despite that evidence, the camera footage itself is evidence there was no need for him to die.
A newly released report from the ACLU claims police departments across the country, including here in New Mexico, are acting too much like the military. The report calls out police for using military gear and SWAT crews in situations that don't require them.
I think New Mexico is just reflective of the trends that we're seeing nationally.
For ACLU New Mexico's director Peter Simonson, the lines have blurred between wars overseas and police forces on the streets at home. Police departments in New Mexico and across the U.S. have become more aggressive, particularly with SWAT teams. Simonson says departments have also increasingly become geared up with U.S. military equipment.
An Indiana woman accusing police of excessive force now, and surveillance video right here caught the whole incident on camera. Tabitha Gentry says police forcibly stripped her after an arrest for a misdemeanor. So you can see they left her naked in a jail cell for hours. Gentry says the officers pepper sprayed her through the door when she yelled for clothes, and then they completely humiliated her, forcing her to walk through the jail naked.
She was forced to the ground. Her clothes were forcibly pulled off her body by both male and female officers. And then she was left naked in this cell for 7 hours.
I know that officers sometimes perform a cavity search, so they need to take off clothes, but it's your understanding that that was not necessary in this case, right?
There was no cavity search. There was no search at all. This was a humiliation tactic.
This appalling story that he reported on yesterday was picked up by Drudge, a woman who was forced to strip naked at gunpoint during a terrifying SWAT raid. This is Homeland Security coming into her home. And, of course, as usual, we don't get any explanation as to why they did this.
Well, this is basically a couple in Florida. They were the victims of a dawn raid on their home by both police and DHS agents. They basically burst into the house at 6 a.m. The couple were in the shower. They just got out of the shower, so they were wrapped in towels. So you had basically a naked woman being forced onto the ground at gunpoint. And after that, they spent 2 hours trashing their house. Said apparently they were looking for electronics and laptops. She described it as, quote, 2 hours of pure hell. They trashed the house and left again. The DHS itself is turning into this kind of national police force, this standing army that is increasingly becoming outside of the law.
How about this idea? Taxed for the miles you drive? More than a dozen states are considering charging drivers based on just how many miles they drive. Our national correspondent, Christine Frazau, takes a look at what this means in the future for everyone.
It's called a VMT tax for vehicle miles traveled. Soon, thousands of volunteers in Oregon will have mileage meters installed in their cars. And at least 18 other states are considering the program. Instead of a toll, it would act like a user fee. The more you drive on the road, the more taxes you would pay. Dan Mitchell is an economist and senior fellow at the Cato Institute. He says the other major issue is privacy. A GPS monitor in your car could record not only how many miles you drive, but where you go and when. Mitchell warns it could be a slippery slope.
But first, your privacy could be on the line as aerial drones with cameras become more popular. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm David Rose. A Seattle woman found that out the hard way this weekend when she saw one hovering right outside her window, 26 floors up.
It was 7:45 Sunday morning, and Lisa Plice was fresh out of bed. She saw something strange hovering outside.
And it was actually quite large. I could tell or appeared that there was video cameras on it. So that's what kind of caused me alarm because I wasn't particularly dressed for a camera. And I went back out and looked and went to grab my camera. And then it like swooped away super fast.
Plice was able to snap this picture of the drone.
You're already getting a great amount of these out there, and the safety is going to start to become an issue, along with legalities of people looking at their neighbors, spying on things.
To combat the problem of impaired driving on the 4th of July weekend, police are turning to a new tool to deter drivers from driving drunk.
The latest law enforcement strategy is called No Refusal. Now, what this means is if you're pulled over by police for impaired driving and refuse a breath test, police can take you down to the station and draw your blood, no questions asked.
In the past, Eugene police officer Ryan Stone says if someone was pulled over under the suspicion of driving while intoxicated, one could refuse a breath test, but would face fines and a year-long suspension of their license. Under No Refusal, Stone says police will be able to file for a search warrant through an on-call judge and draw blood at the station. But not everyone is comfortable with this new practice.
And it's no secret Detroit was hit hard during the recession. Now, some of the poorest residents are facing yet another crisis. No water. So far, more than 3,000 people have had their water turned off. So they've decided to appeal to the United Nations. Four groups submitted a request to the UN Special Rapporteur this week. It details the problem in Detroit and calls for the UN's help. They're urging the UN to work with the state of Michigan and the U.S. government to stop the shutoffs and restore service and make water accessible and affordable.
As federal agencies stand down to what can only be described as a total collapse of our borders, the United Nations is preparing for a massive civil breakdown right here in the U.S. And they have accelerated their plan for global gun confiscation after the imminent collapse of our country, even going so far as posting job offers for commanders who will be trained to seize guns, and I quote, from the civilian population. Oh man, we've been warning you about this for a long time. We've shown you the official documents. I mean, this is what the UN does. They've done it worldwide, and I guess they think we are next. A posting on the United Nations Career Opportunities page announces a vacancy for the position of Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Officer under the UN's Department of Peacekeeping Operations in New York. So they plan to use the border collapse to bring down this country and usher in martial law.
Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, riding down 183. We've got armored UN vehicles.
Of preemptive strikes, but what about preemptive prosecutions? Muslims in the U.S. are outraged by what appears to be America's latest tactic in its war on terror, entrapping people it suspects might plan terrorist acts in the future. Marina Portnoy explains how almost 95% of convictions for this crime are the result of FBI provocations.
The FBI used an agent provocateur to recruit vulnerable individuals, luring them with cash and coercing them into carrying out a terrorist attack that was set up by the FBI.
It seems like politicians know an awful lot about potential strikes here on U.S. soil, whether it's Lindsey Graham talking about how nukes could potentially go off in South Carolina. So you go from guys like Lindsey Graham talking about this to Obama, and he said that his biggest concern is that a nuke could go off in New York City. And it's not just nuke concerns. We have Senator Feinstein coming out and saying that there will be plots to kill Americans.
So this is where I think we need to build our intelligence to see that we can disrupt a plot in this country before it happens, because there will be plots to kill Americans.
One of the things I worried about 12 years ago and that I worry about today is that there will be another 9/11 attack, and that the next time it'll be with weapons far deadlier than airline tickets and box cutters.
Is that the end of that?
I believe it is. So that's saying a whole lot, is it not?
I don't know.
You don't
Feels like it said a lot. I mean, it's true. I mean, look at this. How would you like to be treated like that? I mean,
it's
especially with that
date,
couple.
Too.
Yeah, especially with that couple that, oh, I just got out of the shower, and oh, we just had sex in the shower, and then all of a sudden a bunch of jackbooted thugs come into your house.
And they're watching you and everything, right?
Yeah,
that's the police state. This is the police state that we're in.
That's right.
Yep.
That's what the police state is. I mean, this is a growing militarization of the American civil law enforcement. And, you know, whether you like Alex Jones or not, that's irrelevant. But he said this almost 19 years ago in those documentaries that he made, America Destroyed by the Zone, police state documentaries. Exactly what he had on those tapes at that time is now even more today than what it was 19 years ago. Because I know, I remember watching them. Okay. So, and you would think when you watched them 19 years ago, I said, this guy's crazy. This shit wouldn't happen in the United States of America. What are you, crazy? Guess what?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and look at where we are today.
Yeah, look at where we are today. Exactly where Alex Jones would say that we would be. He's the same one that said, well, you know, back then, you know, 15, 19 years ago or whatever, he warned people, you better cover your cameras up in your laptops and on your cell phone stuff, because they want to spy on you.
Yes.
He was fucking crazy.
They thought he was crazy.
Literally.
And
nuts.
Again, look at where we are today.
And again, they can access your cell phone, camera.
Yes.
They can access your PC, little webcam on your your PC. They can access your laptop webcam.
Yes, and turn
and
on your phone.
Light, and the little bitty light on there don't even have to be on, saying that.
Right.
So who's right and who's wrong here? Now,
yeah.
Alex Jones may have a lot of crazy theories. Granted, we all do.
Yes.
But that issue, he was dead on.
The government is schizophrenic paranoid.
That's when it's don't look at the messenger, listen to the message.
Yeah, listen to the message. I don't, you know, like you say, like you always or I always say, who the hell cares where it comes from?
Right.
Santa Claus could be saying it, okay?
Yeah.
But if it comes out and becomes true,
yes, then the conspiracy is no longer a conspiracy, is it?
No longer a conspiracy. So, you know, what is right. the definition of a conspiracy? It takes more than one person, two people to make a conspiracy. How many people do we have in the government? I think we got more than two, don't we?
Oh, of course.
So,
but you know what is also showing? Is this golf dogs or gunslinger?
Gunslinger.
Pardon me?
Gunslinger.
I'm sorry. I'm trying, y'all. Now, but does this not I don't know. But does this not all show that this has been planned for decades?
Oh, it has been planned.
No, it's not something that just happened overnight.
No.
You know, this is something that has been planned and in the works for decades. When you just look at the decline of the families, how it started from the 60s, and, you know, and I'm sure even before then, I can only speak of my time period. And, you know, you just see how the decline of the families and everything are. But this is all a part of the design. You know, it was designed for these things to happen. And I think it had a lot to do.
The biggest problem we had was the women's liberation movement. That was, I think, where everything went bad after that.
But was that also not a part of the design? You wanted more. You know, you were seeing ads on television.
Well, are you saying that the police state was a product of the women's liberation?
I think
well,
because
I'm
that
not,
happened.
No.
Yeah, they let it happen, and after that, everything went to shit.
Well, you know,
well, everything is unbalanced.
Things are unbalanced. Yeah. It would be okay if, you know, women wants to be
really,
in law enforcement. But you know, you got these women. I swear to God, some of these women out there looks like dykes.
And they gave them a right to vote. What the hell is wrong with people?
It's just
all right, Ron.
It's crazy, you guys. You know, we just finished one big argument. Now all of a sudden you're setting us up for phase two. What are you doing? They're gonna be yelling at everybody now. Well, I know
I'm
just joking with you. Well, no, you sound like that Mexican joke. Remember that thing where somebody asked the old Mexican guy, what do you think of women? They should be kept like your favorite rifle, always loaded in the corner of the room.
And it's like the horse went in the bar and the bartender's wife has such a long face.
Antoinette, we're just joking. You know that. We're not like that at all.
I was just kidding. I wasn't serious. Yeah. So, I mean, if that would not make no sense. That if I would... If I actually meant that would make no sense. You know
no,
what I mean?
It wouldn't.
That's what I mean by that. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I don't mean that.
I didn't think so.
But I'm just showing the example of how they push shit out anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that way, you know. So that's style, right. But, man, it's getting to the point where it's getting pathetic, man, you know.
Yes,
it is. It's getting fucking unbelievable. And I keep checking him to check myself, man. Ronnie, you sure you're absorbing this correctly? You know?
Yeah.
I do the math, man, and wow. It's just fucking insane. But, like, you know, a lot of people want to blame Obama. They want to blame Bush. No. Don't worry about them, guys. They're the least of the problem. You know? Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a it's been a plan. It's been a plan that, you know, that they made. And that's why I said when you look at, you know, look at the countries that are not a part of the UN. Look at the countries that are not a part of the World Bank.
Right.
And you can
right.
see where our targets are.
Right.
You can see where the targets are for war.
Right. Exactly. So they submit to it.
So, you know, that's what you can, you know, you can put on your conspiracy hat theory all day, you know, all day long, but you're still going to get away from the fact that these people have a plan. I call it conspiracy theory, call it conspiracy fact, whatever you want to call it, okay? The fact remains is they have a plan, and they've had a plan for many, multiple decades now. like I said, like I've always said, this has not happened overnight. It didn't happen yesterday.
Right.
It happened, you know, 60, 75, 100 years ago, maybe even sometimes longer, okay, depending on what conspiracy theory you want to buy into. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the whole system, I mean, in these presidents and everything, they just perpetrate these conspiracy theories, okay, because look at the mysterious surroundings that when a president gets, say, his head blown off, like JFK right here in Dallas.
Yes.
Okay, look at that, okay? There's so many unanswered questions.
He was challenging the banks, man.
A bank, right. Yeah, there we go. The mob. The bankers are just another name for the mob. That's organized crime. That's all they are. Okay.
And that's just, I have to suggest to everyone to look at, go on YouTube and look at All Wars Are Bankers' Wars.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I really suggest.
Wars are who
bankers wars.
These damn wars, bankers do. So is it a conspiracy or a conspiracy theory? Okay, which one is it? I'd say it's a conspiracy.
Yes,
okay.
I say
they
it's a conspiracy.
No theory. Okay, because they funded World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, whatever you call it over there. Okay, all been funded by bankers.
I think I hear someone trying to say something. I thought I did. I could be hearing things.
Nope.
Maybe losing it at this point. Oh, okay. I'm hearing things. Okay.
But anyway, the bottom line is that the bankers control all that stuff, because who are the bankers? Okay. They're the ruling elite. Oh, my God. Here we go with another conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
The Bilderberg Group, the Rothschilds, and all them idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Go look them up.
But look at the problem with Zion that they say is not true, but look at how it all falls into place.
Yeah, look at the Rothschilds. They've been around since the 15th century. 15th century now. So don't you think that they've been plotting and planning all this time up until today? You damn right they have. Come on.
Yeah,
they financed wars, both sides.
Look at the one that said that they could come back. Wasn't that a Rockefeller? I'm not sure. But if they could come back, they'd like to come back as a virus.
Yeah, that was Rockefeller, I think.
Rockefeller.
But see,
so that they can have control over, you know, not having, you know, so many people in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
Ron
the reason why I said it's all, you know, it's so many things that's being used against us at this time. And, you know, to keep going back to these divisions, you know, which they are prospering off of the divisions that is created and that is staying stuck right where it is.
Well, just like Ron said, they're funding both sides. They're funding the winners and they're funding the losers. And they play the two opposing forces like a multi-level chess game. Let's see if we can move this here, and let's see how many people we can kill over here. Oops, nope, that didn't work.
We're
so
all
let's,
pawns
let's go.
In the game.
Yeah, it's just pawns in the game. And, you know, how evil is that, having people as pawns in a sick, satanic war game like that? And they get off on it. They really get off on it because they're power freaks. They're control freaks, just like I've always said. Geez whiz, wonder where I heard that from. Okay, they're control freaks. They're power hungry. They're the ruling elite. They want everything for themselves. And my God, you can't spend that kind of wealth in one lifetime. There's no way. You can spend
and
that.
It's not, I don't even think that it's even, you know, the so-called money, because, you know, as we know with the bankruptcy in this country of 1933, there is no money.
No, there is no money. No.
I think it's just, you know, just now is we want everything. You know, we want everything. We want, you know, the only thing we want is for you to be happy slaves or at least content. You know, think that you have something.
You know, they want you to be submissive.
Right.
Okay, just like a master-slave relationship. Submissive means slave. Okay, we're the masters. We know what's better. We got the knowledge. Yeah, bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, it is.
And they've done this for centuries now. I mean, it's, like I said, it's nothing
yes.
new. The, back in the King's day, why do you think that the Founding Fathers left England? That King, whether it was a King George over there, I think it was, okay?
Yeah.
They left that idiot over there because they got sick and tired of his tyrant rulings, okay? I assume, I think I would too. But what did the King do? They sent his men, like lovesick little puppy dogs, over here and tried to set up the same damn thing that they tried to get away from. How
yeah.
smart is that? That's real cool and that's real smart.
Yeah.
So what did the Founding Fathers have to do? They had to draw their line in the sand and say, look, you motherfuckers, you step over this line, I'm going to put a bullet between your eyes. Guess what happened?
Yes, it is.
That's it. You know, it's,
excuse me. I'm sorry.
I wish there would have been a better way of handling it, but I'm sure they were diplomats, you know, with them idiots, saying, you know, please don't do this, please don't do that. We left England over here to get away from blah, 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 you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But did they listen? See, that's the problem with most people, even then and now. They don't listen. And then look
yes,
at what they
I
get.
Agree.
They do not listen, and look what they get. Hey, you know, you shouldn't go down there and rob that convenience store down there because that guy may have a gun. And if he has a gun, he may blow your ass away. And what the stupid people do, they don't listen. They go down there and rob the convenience store. The clerk pulls out a .357 Magnum and empties it right in his chest. You know?
Yeah.
People are that stupid. I you know, I'm 50 years old. Oh, God, I said it. 49 plus one.
Be proud of being 50. A lot of people didn't make it to be where you are today.
Yeah, true. But they just don't listen.
Lucky bastards.
Yeah, they think they know everything. They don't want to listen. They think they know it all, seen it all, done it all in every position known to man. Well, they haven't. I mean, come on. You know, especially when it comes to something like that. And that goes for either the criminal, the common criminal on the street corner, the police state. But they want submission because they think they're masters and we're the slaves.
They think they're gods.
They think they're gods. Because that's what when you get that power hungry, crazed look in your eyes, like these I like to call them jackbooted thugs because that's exactly what they are, jackbooted
yes.
thugs. Okay, when you get that kind of psychological screwballness about you, okay, well your head gets as big as the state of Texas, and you know how big the state of Texas is, pretty damn big.
Yeah.
Right. And then you think you're invincible. You think God himself could not strike you down. Well, there's a lot of it bastards that's finding out that may not be exactly true, you know?
Right. That
I'll
is
tell
true.
You a good. I'll tell you a good classic example. When I got illegally foreclosed on, I had 8 jackbooted thugs with MP3s in my face. Okay.
Oh,
I remember
my.
One of these little sawed-off little bastards. It was Dallas County Constables, okay? Well, a few years, or about two, three years ago, I happened to be looking on the local news site here, okay, and it flashed the picture of this guy, the same one that had the gun pointed in my face. That's not a very good experience if you have a submachine gun pointed in your face. Not a very good experience, okay? Well, this article goes to say out here in East Dallas, going towards Lake over there or something, right by Rockwall, the guy got into a car accident. He was killed instantly in a head-on collision. And you know what I did when I read that? Because I recognized that little bastard. That's an image you don't ever forget. When I recognized his name and I seen his picture, I said, another one bites the dust. All these bastards.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't all of them. And see, a lot of them need that kind of treatment because look how they're acting. You don't need to hide your identity. You don't need to go around in soldier's uniform. If you want to kill people, go over there to Afghanistan. They're killing people out there left and right. Okay? There's no honor in that, okay, of what they're doing and how they do around with their skullduggery and their, oh, yeah, you know. You've seen them today. They dress like soldiers in militarized uniforms.
Yeah.
Up into the black and white, you know, the uniforms that they're supposed to wear, you know, the little patches and their little deal, because I used to be one. I was one for 3 years when I first got out of high school, okay?
That's one reason I quit. My head got a little bit bigger, and I thought, I'm risking my neck out here with a target on my back, okay, wearing a uniform. And
yeah,
I don't have the bulletproof vest, and you're paying me $5.50 an hour, and I'm armed. Are you crazy? I'll go do something safer, like electrical work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I think might have helped change a lot of the way the police handle everything and the way they deal with us as citizens? They brushed us aside, the average citizen. They still consider in the back of their head that they serve us. But they, the police, have realized nationwide in their minds that it's a more violent society after, what was it, 1997? Remember the big shootout in North Hollywood at that bank?
Oh, with the bank robbers? Is that the one?
Right. Now,
yeah,
the minute that happened, all of a sudden paranoia set into the law enforcement community. They went, holy shit, and we're going to be dealing with more of this. And then pressure was put on the ATF and everything else. You remember that? Internet? Do you remember, Ron?
It's the one that they had. It's the one
yeah,
that
I remember. They had a hell of a time getting them guys down. That was good.
Yeah,
they
it was
off, though.
It was
a mess.
They were outpowered, man. The cops had no chance at the beginning.
Well, they were bank robbers, I think, and they were
yep.
fully bulletproof.
Fully armored outfits,
and the cops even had to go down to the local pawn shop and get high-powered rifles that would penetrate bulletproof vest or this armor stuff that they was wearing. Jeez, I mean, you ought to seen it though. I'm sure the videos are still on YouTube.
Oh, they are.
They were just sitting there and just mowing them cops down. Them damn cop cars looked like Swiss cheese when they got through with it.
They had machine guns. They modified their AK-47s, and these guys had bulletproof vests on, and they walked out the front door of the Bank of America. They didn't even care. And the police, they had range with their AK-47s. The police couldn't match it with their pistols. And they started tearing the police up. And the police couldn't do a thing. I mean, it was a mess. After that happened, that's what I think, all of a sudden there was a change in their attitude, where they, in their minds, they have to get ready because now it's a different public in their minds. There's a really bad side to the American society now, and they have to be ready for it, and they have to be armed and ready to take us on. But they've got to be reminded every now and then. It would be good to remind them, like daily, that we're not all like that. And yeah, there are always going to be bad guys out there. There was Bonnie and Clyde, and we've had plenty of shootouts with police, with criminals over the years, with the FBI and everything. But the majority, the mainstream citizen that's out there, we're not like this.
No,
but
they think we are. But they think we are. Anybody that possesses a gun, even a legal citizen, they think that we're a threat to them.
Homeland Security and a lot of it, they've pushed that. I mean, and now it's even worse because they're afraid of their own soldiers that are coming home. They view them as a threat too because they have the knowledge. That really makes them nervous now because these guys are leaving the military, and what happens if some of these decide to become criminals?
Oh, yeah, they have the knowledge to making bombs and you know, all them kind of devices and all that good stuff. How are you going to stop that?
You're not.
You're going to stop that, but you're not going to stop the common criminal from obtaining fully automatic weapons or grenade launchers or even hand grenades themselves. I'm sure you could buy that crap on the black market easily.
I don't mean to interrupt you guys' conversation, but I don't know what the deal is with BTRC. You know how we might get kicked, so I'm just letting you guys know.
And before we do, I have an answer for the... I'm sorry, Ron.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they shut it down. I don't know what the fuck the deal was the past couple times.
I don't know.
But right now, it's got like 23 minutes left, so I'll let you know this case happens. I'm cool.
Yeah. I have an answer to the police state. This song is 3 minutes. It's a mild song, so it should help calm the atmosphere also.
Calm the atmosphere?
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn.
nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. And I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. Yes, I did. I was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
You guys there?
Yeah, that was there.
I don't want to go to school.
Oh, and for that, Ron, I'm sorry about that exchange with Pumpkin tonight to put a damper on the show, and I apologize for that. But
yeah,
it's all right. I mean,
like I said,
shit happens, man.
Yeah.
Shit happens. You know.
Yeah, I mean, this was a touchy subject. Ron and I, we had talked about it, and we knew it was going to be. And this is also going to be a continuation, because we're going to continue this tomorrow. Now, unless Ron has changed his mind about that.
No.
You could probably have shows for the next month and you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But what it all boils down to is these people have got to be stopped. Because pretty soon we're not going to have any rights, okay? And these cops are dumb, okay? You know, your local municipality cops, they're not even voted on. The police chief is not even voted on. They're appointed by the city council or the city manager. Okay, they're only true law enforcement set up by the Constitution. Ooh, there's that ugly word, Constitution. Ooh,
is the sheriff's department. Okay, that's the only true law enforcement. This country would be a hell of a lot better if all these municipal cops turned in their badges and got sheriff's badges. Then you could hold somebody accountable. You could hold the sheriff.
You want to know something interesting that happened up here in New York, in Portland, New York? It's spelled with a A-N-D-T, Portland. The town council or whatever fired and closed the police department. They signed an agreement with the county police to protect them.
Really?
They said it would be cheaper, and they're sick of all the BS and the labor and the unions and all the – they had it. And they fired the whole police department. And now the town of Ossining, which is where Sing Sing is, I read something where the town of Ossining is actually considering doing the same thing. Getting rid of the police department and hiring, contracting with the county to provide law enforcement. So they're controlled by the town council, by the city councils. So that's interesting that they could do that.
They can do that. There's no law that says they can't. But remember why they want to keep it going. You said it right yourself. The police union is one. Okay? And those municipal cops, those city cops, they're not held accountable to anybody. Okay? Unlike the sheriff is now. That sheriff wants to keep his little plushy job there, okay, in his nice little office. He wants to keep that job. And look at how they push these municipal cops. Go get them, okay? Get all the money you can because it goes in our CAFR. You know what the CAFR is, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, okay?
Yeah.
That secret fund that nobody knows about. Don't even know how to ask for it, okay? I know. I asked for mine in this little town that I used to live in that gave me so much damn trouble, okay? I went up there and I got their CAFR. It's public record. They have to give it to you. But if nobody knows what it is, I don't know if you ever heard of Walter Burian.
No.
Go Google his name. And he exposes the CAFR, and he's an accountant, been an accountant for 40 damn years, I think. Okay? And he breaks it down and shows exactly where all this money goes when they collect it from the citizens through these policy enforcer idiots, okay, called cops. Okay? And all these other bullshit taxes and property taxes and all this garbage. You think you get anything on that? Are you kidding me? They take that money and they reinvest it into these foreign banks, stock market, municipal funds or whatever you call them, okay? And they collect a profit on it. Do you see that profit? No, you don't.
Of course not.
Because they're power hungry and they're money hungry. So, you know. They could do away with property taxes. They could do away with every freaking tax they got. Okay, and now, I'm not talking about pocket change here. Now we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars each year that it just keeps accumulating over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing with all this money? Haven't you ever seen these police departments? They drive brand new cars. Fire department has these brand new fire trucks. The water department has these brand new backhoes, best you can buy. All driving new, brand new cars. The whole nine yards. Look at City Hall. In most cases, it looks like a crystal cathedral. Okay. Where do you think they get the money to build all that stuff at? That shit ain't cheap. Okay, all the marble floors and all that stuff. I mean, it looks like you're walking into a palace, okay, in a little bitty town. I said, what? It's like this town I used to live in. I said, you've got this little cathedral here, and there's not that many people. The damn little town only covered like about 4 square miles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 28,000 people maybe, okay? And you got this kind of stuff? Where do you get money at?
I think Ron's smoking his cigarette.
Yep.
Highway robbery.
Yes, I am.
We've driven him to smoking.
Yeah, an electronic cigarette. I don't smoke almost a pack.
I heard New York City.
Pack? Damn.
This was
a good show. This is a good show. So I'm going to take a chance at it, folks.
Pardon me, what'd you say, Ron? That's how we scale the show.
That's how we scale the show.
Oh, that's how much I smoke.
Yeah.
I heard New York City's thinking about putting a limit on those. They're talking about limiting them.
You only take in one breath a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, well, look, folks, I want to tell you all this. It is 2:47. I know it's 1:47 for you, Ron. But we have 13 minutes left. I seriously doubt if we're going to get it. I mean, we may, but just in case. Ron and I would like to thank everyone for coming to the Ron Rex Show. For those that are here now, for those that were here previously and had left, and for anyone that will catch this show in archives. And to let you know that this will be an ongoing conversation for a while. This will be the topic of the shows. It will be on the police state. So whatever you can bring to the table, we certainly appreciate it and hope that we will be able to discuss it as adults. So that's my closing marks. Now, I'm going
to
go down
the
line.
I'll get the children's matinees.
Okay, I'm going down the line, Ron. You're the host. You can speak last. Mike?
Of course.
Antoinette, it was a pleasure being here. And as I said tonight, sorry about all the anger that we saw tonight on the show. But
it happens. This was a touchy subject.
Yeah.
And it ruffled a lot of feathers.
The other night, we were talking about veterans or something with the Army, and I think Pumpkin came out a couple times and said, did you change the theme of your show now? All we're going to talk about is military, remember? Some people are combative. Some people are just, I wish you'd calm down and not be like that. Hopefully we'll see.
Yep, I have my cousin on the line now. He didn't have his hand up, but I'm going to open him up and let's see if he has anything to say.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I missed somebody. Wait a minute. 214, Gunslinger.
Well, like I said, if this police state garbage does not stop pretty soon, we're all going to find ourselves in a rubber room.
Yeah, that's the reason why I played that song. I didn't know my own strength.
Yeah, shit.
We have to find our own strength to survive it all. But you have anything else, Gunslinger?
Well, you're obviously running out of time, but like I said, better wake up, people. I'm telling you, because it's not going to get any better unless we put our foot down and say enough is enough. You're supposed to be out there patrolling the neighborhoods, looking for crime, preventing people from breaking into houses and business, and you damn sure don't need to be out here revenueing, okay? Go do your job, what we pay you to do. If not, quit. The citizens can take over. That's why open carry in every state should be right there, because an armed society is a polite society. It's already FBI proven statistics that in areas where you have at least CHLs or open carry, the crime rate goes down. Wonder why. I'm done.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'm going to try my cuss, but we'll see. Okay, now we'll put him back on mute. I'm going to open you up.
He was snoring.
He was snoring. Iggy, I'm going to open you up. You can just say yes or no or nothing. I'm going to try.
There's your answer.
No, I can't get it open. Okay, I got it now. Iggy, do you have a closing remark? Okay.
I guess he doesn't. But thank you for being here, Iggy. Okay, that's me. And George, do you have a closing remark?
Just one thing. This was a disaster. Never in all my years on Blog Talk Radio have I ever seen a lack of consideration for even the co-host.
Well, it's like that. And, you know, again, this was a touchy subject for a lot of people, and it's a
subject
that is hard to take.
It was the fact that nobody would give anybody a break.
Everybody
nobody would be civil enough to speak. The civility went out the window as soon as Pumpkin started ranting and raving and talking over Mike, me, and everyone else, including you, Antoinette, which I thought was really asinine. And when I finally got her to shut up long enough for you to say something, she wouldn't shut up still.
What? No, people are people.
Yeah. Man, you run into them in this show business. Run into them. George, you ran into people like that before, man. I'm sure you have. You've heard long enough, definitely. It's a thick skin game. You know, it's a problem with it. I mean, I don't let it get to me. I refuse to. I mean, I will light up. You know, they piss me off enough, I'll light up on them. I'll mute them out, too. I'm really pissed off, I'll kick them out. You know what I mean? I've had enough of the bullshit. Starts giving me a headache. Fuck that. Yeah. You got to. Sometimes somebody's got to control, man. You can't stop them. You try to reason with them, they ain't going to let you fucking reason with them. You know? You ain't got no choice. You got to control their board. You better do something about it. Or you're going to lose your whole fucking show, man. But, yeah. But you get them. I mean, the trolls and all that crazy shit, man. They're just part of the territory with us, you know?
Yes.
But I believe in your free will, though, man. I believe in everybody's a chance, and, you know, they fuck it up, they fuck it up.
I think
I give them enough rope. I do. Maybe a little too much, but, you know, hey, I see where it goes. I analyze them. I watch them going at it. Why? That tells me exactly what they shouldn't be doing. So it gives me definitely a good comeback on them, you know? Why do you do what you do? Where are you getting with this? What are you proving? Nothing. That's usually what they do. They prove nothing to me.
Well, they're venting anger. I guess they're looking for a place to vent the anger or something instead of exchanging information.
Well, I understand, but I mean, and I'm cool with that for a little bit. You know, prolonged longevity. No, not through the whole show. But I've seen that. I've seen shows where it's been that way through the whole fucking show, from the beginning it started to the end of it. And Antoinette can tell you. We know.
Yes.
Too much.
Yes, and we're down to 5 minutes, dear. We're down to 5 minutes. So you know.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, George. Definitely glad to see you, man. Mike, Gunslinger, everybody. Yeah, it's been a while. Thanks for damn sure.
Yes,
anyway,
and we will be back tomorrow to do it again.
All right, guys. Yes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You changed a song on me, Antoinette.
Oh, I did imagine.
That's right, that's fine, I'm good.
Okay,
I didn't know you played one, that's fine.
Imagine.
Oh, you're okay, sweetie.